KHAS.
Welcome back to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the men's game here this afternoon between Hastings College and Dakota Wesleyan. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gavers, and coach, now in a three-way tie for second place. Next three games, obviously crucial here with Dakota Wesleyan, Midland, and also with Northwestern.
Yeah, you know, I think we've coined it all year, and that's what we've stayed with, is most important game's your next one. And now it's Dakota Wesleyan today, and we'll be physically and mentally ready to compete at senior night for us, last home game for our seniors. So I feel like we're well prepared. We had a couple good days of practice, and we just need to be ready to go and execute out on the floor.
Tigers going to have plenty to play for, too, as they kind of scramble to get in the postseason. They're sitting in seventh place, so this is a team that's going to come in kind of hungry, and they all got one victory against us.
Well, this is a good basketball team. We went up to Mitchell, and they scored 98 points on us, so our guys are aware of that, and that's something that absolutely cannot happen here today. We've got to be better on some technical things defensively and communication things, and then offensively we just need to execute and attack. So obviously when you got Jalen Voss, an All-American center on your team, makes you dangerous. Couple that with the Menning kid who scored 36 a couple games ago against Stewart, and the Berg kid who's averaging 16. They're really good shooters from the perimeter. You've got to really get to those guys on the catch, or you're going to have some trouble.
Hastings losing the other night against Nebraska Wesleyan, 75-70. Did not play very well offensively in that one. Talk about what we saw out there on Wednesday.
Well, you know, I think, number one, I think we had some shots, good shots that we didn't knock down. And then we took some tough shots. Got to give Wesleyan credit. I thought they defended us well. We need to make sure that we attack the rim. We get post touches. We do things like that. And then we also got to finish. You know, we had some situations around the rim where we did not finish. So it's nothing extremely complicated. It's just knocking down some open shots and then finishing inside.
Just 25% in the second half in that ball game against Wesleyan. Not going to beat too many teams shooting 25%.
Well, the amazing thing, really, Mike, is, you know, I mean, people, you can focus on that, but you can also look at it and say, you know what, those guys were tough enough to shoot 25% and be down one with 2 minutes left in the game, and then we just didn't execute down the stretch the way we would have liked to. So, I mean, there's some things that you got to look at that you need to improve on, obviously, on the offensive end. Then you also need to stay the course of being tough, staying on the boards, and guarding well, because those things, ultimately, you will not shoot the ball well every night. That's just a fact of basketball, no matter if you're in the NBA, or you're in college, you're in high school. So you better have something to fall back on, and that is the defensive intensity and the rebounding. So we need to have that as well with us today.
Is that what kept us in the ballgame the other night, defense?
Oh, I think there's no question about it. I thought we did a pretty good job on their guys. I thought the second half, Lohman did a really good job on Bardsley. I think he really hurt us early. You know, we got off to a good start with a 14-0 lead, and then we got detached from a couple shooters, and suddenly they're back in the game. So there's some little things that you got to do. I think there's not a lot of margin for error. You just have to execute some things really, really well, and if you don't, teams make you pay. And Dakota Wesleyan is one of those teams that if you're not right on top of your game offensively and defensively, that they'll make you pay.
Like you said earlier, this is a seniors' day for us. You naturally spent 1 year with this group, but what are you going to remember out of this initial group that you've had here?
Well, these guys have set the tone for excellence here. It's a group that's passionate about basketball. It's a group that's very committed to basketball. They're also good students in the classroom. They're good members of the community in Hastings and at Hastings College. So they have set the standard. I think your first team, no matter where you're at, sets a standard of expectations. And these guys believe in hard work. These guys believe in competing for championships. These guys have fought hard in every single game. We haven't won every game. We're 19-7. But there haven't been many games where you just walked away saying those guys did not compete. Again, we have lost seven, but we've always gone out and competed, and that's going to serve our program well, because younger players that are in the program look at these guys and say, that's how you do things when you look at the way they approach the daily preparation part.
Hopefully we've got some more chapters to write in this book with the postseason come on. But you got any memories out of this initial team, just the way these guys worked, or what?
Just a tremendous respect and appreciation for their daily work ethic, because, you know, the more and more you're in this, you understand that the games are fun. Everybody loves the games. Everybody loves game days. But the preparation is really the hard part, and these guys have been committed to that, the daily grind of lifting weights, the daily grind of, you know, coming to practice, of breaking down film, of being on the road, all that sort of stuff, and just the professionalism that they have had and the approach to it. And then the personal relationships. These are great guys to be around away from the floor. They have respect for each other. They have respect for the coaching staff. And they have respect for the game, and that's tough. That sounds like a real easy thing, but that doesn't always happen. And so their unity and their chemistry have gotten us to this point, and will carry us through the rest of the season.
Got nine of them on this basketball team. It's kind of an emotional day today. It's always kind of a tough game to play, this final regular season game at home.
Yeah, I think the players, you know, are tough enough and smart enough to kind of balance that. It is. But I think they also understand we've got business to take care of. We need to focus on execution. We've talked a lot about that throughout the year, that focus more on execution than anything else, and good things will happen.
Dakota Wesleyan, a team, like you said, beat us earlier this season up in Mitchell. This is a team that can put a lot of points on the scoreboard to put 98 on us the first time around.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and we were, you know, when you break down the film, we were a split second late to shooters, and that's just not good enough. You got to be there on the catch, or these guys get any space, they're going to knock it down. And then, again, we had some technical errors defending on some cross screens and things like that that should not happen and will not happen today, I don't think, because we've prepared well, and I think our guys are dialed in on what we need to do to defend the stuff that Dakota Wesleyan runs. But we still got to go out and execute it.
How do we play these guys differently today?
Number one, we got to defend the cross screen better. With Voss, they move Voss. They don't just run him to the block and post up. He's a very mobile big, so he's going to come off a lot of screens. He set some ball screens, come off some double staggers. They set a lot of cross screens with Menning for him and also Berg. So our guards got to be cognizant of that. At no time should Jalen Voss come across the lane wide open, uncontested, for a shot. We've got to make sure that doesn't happen. And then we've also got to be alert to the shooters. We have to get to them early, be there on the catch, and take that away from them. And then on the other end, we got to attack them. We got to push the ball at them. If we don't have anything, we got to be patient. We got to move it. We got to attack the inside. Always with great players, you got to make them defend. And that's something we got to make Voss do, is make him defend the block.
Mentioned Voss a couple of times. He's a big boy, 6'7", 265 pounds. He's really their go-to man, averaging about 20 points per ball game. Just talk about him as a player.
Well, he's just so skilled. I mean, he can step out and shoot the three. He's got great footwork inside, great post moves. He's a good free throw shooter. He scored 33 the last game, and he's capable of scoring 40 points, 30 points, 35 points, 25 points. That's just how good he is. So, obviously, he should have your attention. He does have our attention. But at the same time, Dakota Wesleyan has other guys that can score. I mean, Berg's averaging 16. Tate Martin, I think he took one or two shots in our game at Mitchell. And we walked away feeling like he was the most valuable player. Why? Because he set the table for everybody. He got the ball delivered to the places that it needed to be delivered to and on time. And that's so important in basketball. If you get people open, can you get the ball to them on time? And he did a great job of that. So they're well-rounded, and we just have to be very disciplined on our defense and very intense and execute well.
Seems so concerned about Jalen Voss inside. Is that what's opening up their outside game? Because they're number one in the conference in three-point shooting.
Well, there's no question. If you're a good perimeter shooter or maker, as we call them, you play with a good big, you're salivating because they have to pay attention to him. You can't guard really good post guys with one. You just can't unless you've got an extraordinary post defender. A guy like Voss is going to require sometimes two guys or a double team or something like that. So if you're out on the perimeter and your hands and feet are ready, you're going to get some good looks. Now, if we double, and we most likely may try some of that, when we come out of the double, if he skips it, we've got to rotate well, and nearest man has to take the closest guy, and then on air time we have to rotate to the second shooter. So we got to do a good job of that because they have a lot of parts that can't hurt you.
Yeah, they got three or four guys who can knock down the tray.
Oh, no question about it. You know, I said Martin took one or two shots, but I saw in the Morningside game they were behind, and nobody was really shooting the ball well, and he just decided, okay, tonight I got to step up, and he did. He got him back in the game. They didn't win the game, but he made plays. So even though he doesn't take a lot of shots, he can be a dangerous guy if he feels like the other guys aren't knocking down shots.
Really got to make this more difficult for them offensively. They shot 60% against us the first time around.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, our guys know, and our coaching staff knows that's not an acceptable number for a team to shoot field goal percentage against us. So our job is to rectify that, to take care of that, to look at what happened the first time and to fix it. That's the one thing in the league that you get is you get to play somebody a second time around, and sometimes you have to make some adjustments. Sometimes you don't have to make a ton of adjustments. With this team, I don't think we necessarily need to make adjustments, but we need to execute some things a little bit better. We have made some adjustments against some small adjustments, but I think they may make a difference in the ballgame today.
What about our team? Is this team feeling good, even coming out of that loss at Nebraska Western?
Yeah, I think our guys are tough. The one thing that we've always done, you know, we've talked about it before, is when we've had a loss, our guys have responded. And today we'll do the same thing. Our guys will come out, they'll compete, they'll work, and we'll be ready to go. So that's really all you can control. You know, they know that we've responded, so I think that gives them the confidence that we can get the job done, and we'll get the job done.
Okay, good today.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gaber is head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, Starting Lineups, play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan today on 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com. The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHS. The women's game is in the books. Hastings College winning over Dakota Wesleyan to keep their hopes for a Great Plains Athletic Conference championship alive as they beat the Tigers today by a score of 99-86. Got the men's game coming up next. Hastings kind of come back from their loss the other night to Nebraska Wesleyan. The Broncos dropping one on Wednesday to the Prairie Wolves here at home by a score of 75-70. That's the second consecutive home loss for the Broncos. They also dropped one to Dort back there on February the 1st. So Hastings with two home losses here, something they had not done in their first part of the season. Those are the only two losses at home for the Broncos here this season. So trying to break that snide here this afternoon against a very good team from Mitchell, South Dakota in Dakota Wesleyan. This team took the Broncos apart up there earlier this year, beat the Hastings College Broncos by 14 points, 98-84. They shot 60% from the field in that ball game as we talked to Coach Bill Gabers there during the pregame show. So Hastings taking on Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. The Broncos are sitting at 19 wins and 7 losses on the season. They are 13-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dakota Wesleyan, they come in with a mark of 15 wins and 13 losses on the season. They are 8-10 in the conference. Hastings right now tied for second place in the conference, two games behind Dort with three games remaining. Dort is sitting at 15-2. Midland and Hastings tied for second place at 13-4, in addition to Morningside at 13-4. So the Broncos could finish as high as first place, obviously, if Dort goes in the tanks. But Hastings, Midland, and Morningside all playing for positions in the postseason tournament. They're second, third, and fourth in the conference right now. So Hastings, yeah, he's set to play an important ball game here today against the Dakota Wesleyan. We can ill afford to drop this one with two games to play, Midland and Northwestern next week. Dakota Wesleyan, a team that can put some points on the scoreboard. Like I said, they scored 98 the last time these two teams played up at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. They're averaging 79.6 points per ball game on offense, giving up 75.2 on the defensive end. Hastings College is averaging 79.4 points per ball game on offense, and they're giving up 72.7 on the defensive end. Our numbers between the two teams very similar in a lot of different categories. Very evenly matched basketball game here this afternoon between Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan. We'll get to the starting lineups today, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. We'll give you the starters for Dakota Wesleyan. They will go with Jalen Voss here this afternoon. Jalen Voss is very good. He is a 6'7", 265 pounds. He's a junior out of Worthington, Minnesota. Jalen Voss is the third best scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. He's averaging 20.4 points per ball game. He is number 5 in rebounding at 6.9. He had 27 points the last time these two teams played up in Mitchell back in January. He also leads the team with blocked shots with 34, scored 33 points in ball games against Dakota State and Northwestern earlier this year. Also getting a start will be Luke Bamberg. Bamberg is averaging 7.9 points and 7 rebounds per game. Trey Berg is a 6'1" sophomore out of Crooks, South Dakota. Berg is averaging right at 15.6 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. This kid, he scored 43 points in the ball game against Trinity Bible in a non-conference game earlier this year. Also getting a start will be Chris Menning.
Benning is averaging 15.9 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. And then Tate Martin is a 5'11" junior out of Mitchell, South Dakota. Martin is averaging 6.7 points and 1.8 rebounds per ball game. So Dakota Wesleyan going with Jalen Voss, Luke Bamberg, also Trey Berg, Chris Benning, and Tate Martin in the ball game here this afternoon. For Hastings College, they will go with Jake Hamburger, 6'2" and a senior out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Hamburger is averaging 10 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. Brent Wells, a 6'4" and senior out of Alba, Nebraska, averaging 8.5 points and 5.5 rebounds per game. Brady Lohman, a 6'2" and senior out of Norfolk. Lohman is the fourth best scorer in the conference, averaging 19.8 points per ball game. Lohman had 22 the last time these two teams played. Lohman also averaging 4.6 rebounds per game. Brandon Krause is a 6'2" junior out of Lincoln. Brandon Krause averaging 4.5 points and 3.3 rebounds per game. Zach Lean is 6'5" and a junior out of Omaha. He's averaging 7 points and 6.3 rebounds per game. He scored 20 the first time around when Hastings took on Dakota Wesleyan up in Mitchell. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank. Now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. As far as Tobin Reinwald is concerned, you didn't hear his name. Tobin Reinwald evidently is going to be done for the season. Reinwald is going to have knee surgery on that injured knee sometime this week, and he'll be lost for the rest of the season. And Coach Gavers expects him back for another season of Bronco basketball, hopefully by December of this year. So it'll be during the 2014-2015 season. We'll see Tobin Reinwald again. That's the second starter that Hastings has lost since the beginning of the season. So the Broncos and Dakota Wesleyan going here this afternoon. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left. Lena will jump things up against Jalen Voss. We're set to go. This ought to be a good basketball game here this afternoon. It was a shootout the last time we saw these guys up in Mitchell. Hastings controls the opening tip. Broncos will shoot to our basket to our left here this afternoon. Brady Lohman with the ball, takes it to the top of the key. Lohman goes over on the wing on the right side. Brandon Krause has got it. Krause out to Hamburger. He sends it back here on the wing on the right side. That's Lohman. Now to Lena inside the free throw circle. Down to Hamburger on the wing. Moves it down in the corner. That's going to be a Lohman with the ball, moves to his left, fires up a shot and hits it. That's a good sign. Brady Lohman gets the Broncos started. 2-0 is the score. Hastings scores about 30 seconds into the ball game here this afternoon. And now Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball as they dribble behind the screen from Voss. This is going to be Tate Martin with the ball to the near side. That's Manning. His shot is up and in. Chris Benning scoring there, a two-pointer from the right side of the lane. He's got 2 points. And we are tied up at 2 points apiece. There's Brandon Krause back with the ball for Hastings College. Krause in here in three-point territory. Sends it to Hamburger. Now to Wells at the free throw line. Brandon Krause on the wing. The Lena now at the stripe. Zach Lena, bounce pass goes down low. That's going to be Wells with the ball. He backs up, spins in the lane, puts it up there. Shot good. Brent Wells scores there for Hastings, and the Broncos have the lead again. 4-2 just underway here in the men's ball game here this afternoon. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. There's a Berg with the ball. Berg moves it to Voss. He drives the baseline, spins. Voss tries to get rid of it. Goes ricocheting off of Krause. It's picked up there in the lane. Bamberg puts it up there. It's going to be no good. Ronald's out. Rebound comes down to Krause. Down the right sideline. That's going to be Wells with the ball. Gets around Voss. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be Zach Lena. He is trapped down there. And now we got a 3-second violation. Lena was trapped right to the left side of the basket, down on the baseline in the paint. A 3-second violation is called here on the Broncos. First turnover on Hastings in the ballgame. 18-26 to play in this first half. 4-2 is the score. The Broncos have a 2-point lead. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan back with the ball. The Tigers attacking the Hastings man-to-man defense. Here on the right wing is going to be Trey Berg to get it out to Voss. He's a big boy, 6'7", 265 pounds. Here's Menning for three. Shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, Bomberg. He loses the ball. It's picked up here by Lohman running back the other way. Brady Lohman, bounce pass here to Krause. He dribbles. His shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds. Hastings will play things in with 18-01 remaining here in the first half. The Broncos will play it in. Left side of their basket down here in the baseline. Hamburger will look to play things in. He does. Lohman has got the ball. Lohman takes a three over Voss. Shot good. Maybe Lohman fires up a three ball. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings out to a 7-2 lead now over Dakota Wesleyan early in the basketball game. Here's Bomberg with the ball. Bomberg out of Berg, top of the key, three-pointer. That's off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Jake Hamburger's got it now for Hastings in the center of the floor. Comes to the near sideline. Lohman, he drives it, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Personal foul is going to be called here on Luke Bomberg. That's going to be his first foul. First team foul on the Tigers here in this basketball game. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hamburger will get it in. Woman down there on the baseline. Comes out to Lena at the elbow. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Bomberg. Bomberg gets it away. Here come the Tigers streaking back the other way. That's going to be Berg with the ball. Dribbles it down to Wayne. Tumbles out of bounds. And a foul is going to be called. As Trey Berg goes tumbling into the first row of the bleachers down here. A foul is going to be called on the Broncos. It's going to go on Zach Lena. Lena picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one in the Broncos. Going to the free throw line will be Trey Berg. Berg is an 82% foul shooter on the season. Trey had a good ball game against Hastings the first time around. He scored 22 points against Hastings. The shot is up there by Berg from the free throw line. It's going to be good. Here comes a Boo Fall into the ball game now for Hastings College. So Boo Fall comes in. Zach Lena checks out. 7-3 is the score. Hastings is out on top here. Trey Berg will go back to the free throw line here. He's averaging 15.9 points per ball game this season. Berg's next free throw is up there and in. So he hits 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Dakota Wesleyan is a team hitting 74%. That is sixth in the conference. Hastings down with a 3-point lead, 7-4. Brandon Krause starts off right, now comes back left. He dribbles into the lane, kicks it out here to Hamburger, now Woman. Man-to-man defense here for Dakota Wesleyan. Woman's bounce pass is going to be tipped, and it's going to be kicked here. Kicked by Trey Berg, so Hastings will have to play things in here on the near sideline. 17:08 remaining in the first half. Hastings out on top of Dakota Wesleyan today. Men's college basketball, 7-4. The Bronco women took care of the Tigers in the first game, 99-86. Brandon Krause down and Lohman on the baseline. Lohman looking to penetrate. Now this throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Menning. Menning gets it away. Here come the Tigers rushing back the other way. Trey Berg drives it down the lane. He gets around. He gets around Krause, goes to the hole. It's locked out of bounds there by Abu, but a personal foul is going to be called on the way in. It's going to go on Brandon Krause. Abu fall high into the air there to reject that ball, but the foul was already made out there on the drive. It's going to be Trey Berg going to the free throw line here for the Tigers. Berg was just there a few seconds ago. Hit a couple of free throws. He'll have another opportunity right here. Down is up there. He nails this one as well. Here comes Akeem Morissant into the ball game now. Morissant comes in. Brandon Krause will come out. 7-5 now. The Broncos have a 2-point lead. Trey Berg will go back to the free throw line here for the Tigers, dressed in their blue and white uniforms here this afternoon. There's a shot up there. It's going to be good. But Dakota Wesleyan is back to within 1 point. It's 7-6. Just under 17 minutes to play here in this one. Morissant has got the ball. Morissant here in the center of the floor reverses it now as he comes to the left side. It's going to be Jake Hamburger. Bounce pass goes inside to Abu. Spins toward the baseline. Reverse layup is up there and in. Abu Fall scores. Abu averaging 8.5 points per ball game, gets his first field goal here. The Broncos have a 9-6 lead in this contest. Here's Jade Miller who's into the ball game now. He gets it away to Stephen Lee who's checked in. On the wing on the right side to Jade Miller, inside to Voss, back outside, a three-pointer by Lee. His shot's going to be short, no good. Abu had to rebound, he lost it. It's picked up here by Lohman. Lohman gets the ball ahead to Hamburger, drives, shoots, and misses, but he's fouling the play. Hamburger will go to the free throw line to shoot two shots here. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Stephen Lee. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Tigers here in the first half of play. And Jake Hamburger will go to the free throw line down for Hastings. Hamburger averaging 10.5 points per ball game. Hitting 73% of his free throws this year. He's 47 out of 64 from the free throw line. His shot is up there, and his shot is good. Hamburger has played well since he came on full-time as a full-time replacement of the starting lineup for Tobin Reinwald. Hamburger gets his first point of the ball game here. Hastings now leading by 4. Here's the next one. It's up there and in. So Hamburger hits a pair of free throws. 11-6. Hastings out to the early lead in this one with 16 minutes and 11 seconds to play. Here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. Jade Miller with the ball comes over here to the near side. Here's a Berg. His shot for three. Good. Trey Berg is number one in three-point percentage in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as he hits a three-pointer here. You go to Wesley and now trailing by 2 points in the ball game. It's 11-9. He sings with the ball. That's Woman down here in the corner to the elbow. Wells has got it now. Hamburger on the far sideline. Hamburger, bounce pass goes to Wells. Wells backs up, spins, fadeaway jumper up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Berg. Trey Berg brings the ball to the near sideline with the ball. There is going to be Tate Martin. Martin here at the top of the key, picked up there by Akeem Morissette. They run the offense. Here's Trey Berg. Here's a lob pass. Going to be deflected away from Miller, and he's going to be fouled into play as Miller goes tumbling out of bounds. Personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Wells. That's going to be his first. So three fouls now on Brent Wells. Here comes Carson Bloom into the ball game. Lena returns. Coming out will be Wells, and also coming out is going to be Jake Hamburger. 15:26 to play. No free throws here. That's only team foul number three on Hastings. Dakota Wesleyan, he's inbound the ball here. If they finally get over there, it's going to be Trey Berg to be the trigger man. Berg comes over here to the near sideline to Trey Martin. Back down to Berg for three. Shot is up there good. Trey Berg nails his second three-pointer. He's got 6 points in the ball game, and Dakota Wesleyan grabs the lead for the first time, 12-11, with 15 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Loman has got the ball. Now to Carson Bloom. Bounce pass goes into Abu. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Abu Fall takes the ball to the goal and scores. That's his second field goal. And the Broncos reclaim the lead now at 13-12. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan back. Stephen Lee has got the ball. Lee now to Bomberg. Takes it down to the baseline. He's double-teamed. Throws it back out here. That's Stephen Lee with the ball. Stephen Lee gets it to Trey Berg. Jump pass down in the corner. Bomberg trying to drive it. The ball tipped away. Bomberg picks it back up. Out of Berg. He loses the ball out of bounds, and it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan ball. Dakota Wesleyan will play things in down here on the baseline with 14:42 to play. And now Dakota Wesleyan gets over there. Trey Berg is getting inbound the ball right in front of the Bronco bench. They get it into Stephen Lee, then back outside the ring here to a Tate Martin. Picked up there by Brandon Krause of the Broncos State man-to-man. Krause on defense here against Martin. Back outside, here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Stephen Lee. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Brandon Krause gets it to Lohman. Lohman takes the ball around to the goal. His shot's going to be no good, and he's fouling the play. Brady Lohman not wasting any time there, taking the ball to the goal, and he is fouling the play here by Stephen Lee. That's going to be the second foul on Lee. Down to the scorer's table, checking in is going to be Chris Menning again. Also checking in will be Jalen Voss. 13-12, Hastings College with a one-point lead here in this one. Lohman at the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Lohman is an 88% foul shooter in the season. He is number three in the conference. He is now 131 for 148 from the free throw line this year. He's had a lot of time spent there. Hastings now with a two-point lead, 14-12. Hastings College women won the first ball game tonight over Dakota Wesleyan, 99-86. Second shot is up there. It is good by Lohman. He's already at 7 points in the ball game. Andrew Pryor comes into the ball game now for Hastings, and going out will be Lohman. Andrew Pryor now to the ball game for Hastings College, a 6'2" and senior out of Wilbur, Nebraska. 15-12, Hastings with a 3-point lead here in this one. Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball in her offensive zone. This is going to be Menning with the ball. Menning gets it to Trey Berg. Berg takes it to the elbow. Bounce pass goes down to Voss. He works against Abu, and his shot is up there. It's good, but it won't count. Traveling violation. Jalen Voss turns around and found a guy that's just as big as he is right behind him. He got the happy feet and a traveling violation. So the first turnover on Dakota Wesleyan here in the ball game. Hastings comes back with the ball and a 3-point lead. 15-12 is the score. Here's Andrew Pryor with the ball. Pryor out here in 3-point territory. Down in the corner to Carson Bloom around to Pryor's screen. Bloom takes it to the top of the key. Now over there on the right side, Brandon Krause dribbles into the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Voss grabs the rebound. Jalen Voss gets it away here. Bounce pass comes to Martin as he hustles into the forecourt here for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Here's Bomberg with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Moves it down on the baseline. Bomberg with the ball. Comes out on the wing. Left side to Martin. Shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Voss with the rebound. Follow shot no good. Tip try no good. Rebound Voss. Follow shot no good. Rebound Abu. Abu Fall has got the rebound for the Broncos after three missed opportunities there by Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings with a 3-point lead, 15-12. With the ball there is going to be Zach Lina. Lina goes over to Carson Bloom on the right sideline. Bloom sends it to the near side. Andrew Pryor has got the ball. Pryor back out to Carson Bloom. Dribbles once, sends it inside to Abu. The ball is loose. Scramble is on. It's still down. Three, four, five players in the deck, and then finally a jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Dakota Wesleyan, so the Tigers will get it on the Hastings turnover. Turnover number two on the Broncos here in this ball game. We're down to 12 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the first half, 15-12. Hastings College is leading in the ball game. Bronco basketball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Here's Tate Martin with the ball down in the corner. They get it into Voss now. His shot over Abu is going to be up to no good. Tip try by Bomberg is no good, and he's fouled in the play. Luke Bomberg getting a tip there right side of the basket after the missed opportunity by Voss inside. Personal foul is going to be called here on Zach Lena. Lena picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number 4 on the Broncos. To the free throw line here is going to be Luke Bomberg. He's a 63% foul shooter in the season, 44 out of 69 from the line. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Wells. Coming out will be Lena. 15-13. Hastings leading by 2 points. Here's Luke Bomberg again at the free throw line. Looks up there. Fires it up there, and a shot right through the hole. 15-14. Into the ball game again is going to be coming in there. There's going to be Jade Miller. He returns to the lineup now for the Tigers, 15-14. Here's Brandon Krause with the ball. Brandon Krause, bounce pass, going to be kicked there. Again, trying to get the ball inside to Abu Fall, and it was kicked there by Dakota Westland. Here comes Lohman back into the ball game now for Hastings. Carson Bloom will come to the bench. 12:36 to play. Hastings 15, Dakota Westland 14. Brandon Krause will inbound the ball here for the Broncos. Looking to trigger things in. He does now to Fall. Out of Krause again. Krause out here in three-point territory. Drives the baseline. A shot's up there and in. A strong move to the basket there by Brandon Krause as he scores. He drops it down through the cylinder. It's now a 17-14 ball game. Hastings with a three-point lead. Bomberg has got the ball inside to Voss. Kicks it back out to Bomberg. Thought about the three. Sends it back inside to Voss. Spins toward the baseline. Double team. He goes up with a shot over Fall. No good. He's fouled in the play. So Daylon Voss, he's going to be a tough cookie to crumble in there. Abu Fall picks up the foul. It's going to be his first. Jalen Voss, a big old boy there, 6'7", 265 pounds plus. He had 27 points the last time these two teams played up in Mitchell. 74% foul shooter as he will go to the free throw line for the first time today. And his shot is up there and in. He hits 74% from the foul line. Here comes Hamburger back into the ball game. Andrew Pryor checks out. 17-15. Hastings now with a 2-point lead. Jalen Voss will have one more charity toss here for the Tigers. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good as he misses it. And the rebound comes down to Wells. Brent Wells has got the rebound for the Broncos. Hastings with a 2-point lead, 17-15. There's Brandon Krause into the offensive zone again. Krause right here in the center of the floor behind the screen from Lohman. Now gives the ball away to Brady, drives the baseline, gives it away to Abu, and he's going to be called for the steps in the lane. Abu Fall wanted to go up for the shot, did not. He called for the traveling violation. Third turnover now on Hastings there in the ballgame. 17-15. Hastings with a 2-point lead. Here comes Tate Martin with the ball. Tate Martin comes into the forecourt here. Down in the corner, there's a shot by Benning. It's going to be no good. Rebound Voss is out there and in. Benning's three-pointer was partially deflected, but Voss picks it up and scores easily. And we're tied up now at 17 points apiece. Hastings College back with the ball. Here's Hamburger. High left side, gets it out here to Lohman, top of the key. Radio Lohman looking, comes over here to Hamburger, nearly threw the ball out of bounds. Hamburger gets it left side of the lane. That's going to be Wells as he backs up. Wells spins toward the baseline, puts it up off the glass, no good. The ball poked to the corner, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Broncos will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. End of the ball game now for Dakota Wesley, and it's going to be Trey Berg. Berg comes in, Tate Martin checks out. 17-17. 11:22 to play here in the first half in the Osborne Sports Complex today. Brandon Krause will inbound the ball. Krause looking, finally gets it into Hamburger. Ball poked back out of his hands, back out of bounds. Trey Berg over here defensively for Dakota Wesleyan. So Hastings will play it in again, about the same spot. This time Lohman will be your trigger man. Brady will get it in. That's going to be Wells with the ball. Now to Krause on the wing. Brandon Krause flips it back here to Lohman. Brady, two-handed pass, comes out between the rings. That's going to be Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger now to Wells, now to Lohman here on the near sideline. Lohman dribbling with the ball. They've got 20 seconds on the shot clock. Dribbling into the paint. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Krause, but he is knocked down in the play and needs to be fouled in the play. Personal is going to whistle on Jade Miller. That's going to be his first. That's going to be Brandon Krause going to the free throw line now for Hastings. Krause 50% from the foul line. He's 8 out of 16 so far this year, averaging 4.5 points per ball game. Krause's free throw, it's up there, it's good. Hastings is a team number 4 in the conference in free throw percentage. They're knocking down 74% of their foul shots this year. They're number six in the conference in field goal percentage at 46%. They're number nine in three-point shooting at 35%. Next shot by Krause is up there and in, so he converts on a pair of free throws. Hastings breaks the tie now. It's 19-17. 11 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's a Trey Berg with the ball, now to Voss. Jalen Voss hands it back away to Berg. Knocks down Krause, a wide-open three. Shot good. Trey Berg knocks down his third three-pointer of the ball game. He's already got 13 points in the ball game. And the Tigers are back out on top now by a score of 20-19. Wells to Lohman, right side of the lane, powers his way to the goal. Lohman is trapped. Now he forces up a shot. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. Lohman got in there and then had no place to go. Forces up a shot, and he draws the personal foul on Luke Bomberg. The second foul on Luke. Going to the free throw line will be Lohman for Hastings. Brady Lohman has got 7 points in the basketball game, a 3 and a 2, and he's knocked down a couple of free throws already today. Lohman will have another 2 shots here as he was mauled in the act of shooting at the 10:37 mark. Shot is up there. That one is good. Dances around the rim and goes down through the hole. Into the ball game again will be Stephen Lee. Lee comes in. Bomberg checks out now for the Tigers. We are tied up at 20 points apiece. Lohman can give Hastings the lead right here, and he does as he sinks his fourth free throw of the day. And the Broncos go back out on top by a score of 21-20. Krause checks out of the ball game now for Hastings College, and Jake Hamburger comes back in there. Akeem Morrison also into the ball game here for Hastings. 21-20, and now we got a foul call. It's going to be on Akeem. Morrison picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number six in the Broncos. So it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan inbounding the ball off of the far sideline. Jaden Miller will play things in now to Berg. Berg picked up again by Morissette, dribbling with the ball behind a screen from Voss, behind another screen from Jade Miller. Now they give the ball away on the left side, driving for the basket. It's going to be Miller. Signs up there and in. Had a double screen set up over there. Jade Miller takes the ball to the hole and scores. That's his first field goal. Dakota Wesleyan back out on top now by a score of 22-21 in this seesaw battle. Here's Wells with the ball to Morissette. Now to Lohman on the right side. Bounce pass goes inside to Fall. Fall kicks her back out to Morissette. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Morissette knocked down. No foul called. Rebound to Abu. He goes back to the baseline. He's double-teamed. Abu has to get rid of it. Now he goes up for the shot. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Jade Miller. Miller's got the ball. Now to Berg. Here come the Tigers now. They've got a one-point lead, 22-21. He goes to the hole. The shot's going to be blocked down by Abu. Ball is recovered by Voss. Back outside to Stephen Lee. Top of the key down to Menning. They move it down in the corner. That's Jade Miller with the ball. Miller dribbles the ball into the paint. Throws it out to Stephen Lee. Lee now for Dakota Wesleyan. Gets it out here. Driving to the hole is going to be Menning. His shot's no good, but he's fouling the play. Giving Dakota Wesleyan way too many opportunities here. Brady Lohman picks up a personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 7 of the Broncos, and now Dakota Wesleyan will go to the free throw line here. Chris Menning will toe the mark here for the Tigers. An 82% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Chris Menning gets the free throw to go down. It's now a 23-21 ball game. Hastings College trailing by 2 points. Menning's next free throw is up there. Good. 24-21. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings here this afternoon. Here comes Akeem Morissette with the ball. Morissette now to Jake Hamburger here on the near sideline. Hamburger holds it, dribbles once, goes over to Morissette, back to Jake, back to Morissette. Now we got a foul. And where's this going to occur? It's going to be away from all the action. A foul is going to go here on Jade Miller. That's going to be a second. So 2 fouls now on Jade Miller. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Tigers. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings College will play things in. Abu is going to come out of the ball game now for the Broncos. Abu is out. Here comes Zach Lina back in there. So Hastings will inbound the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Morissette will get things in to Hamburger. Now to Lohman. Lohman about 25 feet away from the basket on the far sideline. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. That's going to be Wells. Here's a pass going to be deflected away from Lina. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be, let's see, Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Tigers will play things in after the Hastings turnover. That's the fourth turnover of the ball game on Hastings. Morissette comes out of the ball game. Here comes Carson Bloom back in. 9:06 remaining here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex this afternoon. The score is 24-21. Hastings College is trailing Dakota Wesleyan in men's college basketball. After every loss this year for Hastings, they've rebounded with a win. At no point of the season have they lost 2 games in a row. Hastings lost the other night to Nebraska Wesleyan. Looking to rebound here today. There's Benning, a shot from the baseline, no good. Woman comes back the other way. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound is loose. Wells has got it. He goes back up. His shot, no good, but he's fouling the play. Brent Wells on the offensive glass there. And now he'll go to the free throw line for the Broncos after being fouled in the play by Stephen Lee. That's going to be his third foul. So Lee is in some foul trouble now. Here comes Sawyer Gibson down to the free throw, down to the scorers table. He will check in. Going to the free throw line will be Brent Wells for Hastings. 68% on the season. He's 65 out of 95 from the charity stripe. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be off the right side. No good. He'll get one more. Here comes Sawyer Gibson into the ballgame now for Dakota Wesleyan. Going out will be Stephen Lee. So Gibson into the ballgame now for the Tigers. He's a 6'1" sophomore out of Jasper, Minnesota. 24-21. Hastings down by three. Next shot is up there. It is off of the rim. No good. And it's rebounded by Voss. So Wells misses a couple of free throws. Still 24-21. Here's Tate Martin with the ball now in the offensive zone. The Menning, the Voss. Now to Gibson here on the wing on the right side. Comes back out to Berg, top of the key. Inside to Voss. His pass is deflected and taken away. Taken away by Wells. And then he throws the ball right back into the hands of the Tigers. Driving to the basket. His shot is up there. No good by Menning. Ball is loose. Menning picks her back up. Manning comes over here to Trey Berg. Dakota Wesleyan Tigers keep it alive. Down in the corner, there's a shot by Manning, no good from three. And the rebound comes down here to Zach Lena. Running back the other way is going to be Carson Bloom. He finds some traffic, and a foul is going to be called. They go on Gibson. Sawyer Gibson picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. 24-21. Hastings down by 3 points. We're down to 8 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the first half. And Hastings College winning the first ball game today over Dakota Wesleyan in women's play, 99-86. Carson Bloom to the free throw line, 87% on the season. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Voss with a rebound. Voss gets it away down to Trey Berg down the near sideline. Hastings still trailing by 3 points here in the ballgame. Benning has got the ball. Now to Gibson. Brings it back to Benning. Benning looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Throws it back out between the circles here to Martin. He chases it down the other 10-second line. Martin now pulls up 12-footer. Is up there from the right side. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Voss. Follow shot good. Jalen Voss on an offensive board and a putback. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings now trailing 26-21. It's a 5-point lead for the Tigers. Bounce pass inside to Zach Lena. Takes it down to the baseline. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound Carson Bloom. Throws it back out here. It's going to be intercepted. Throws it back out to the free throw line. And the ball is intercepted there by Chris Menning. Now to Berg. Dribble. It's inside. Kicks it back out to Martin, now left side to Gibson for three. Shot no good. Long rebound picked up by Berg. Dakota Wesleyan getting the job done on the offensive glass. Here's a lob pass inside to Voss. Gets it over here to Tate Martin. Now back outside to Gibson. Down to Martin down in the right corner. Skip pass comes out here to Gibson. Now on the left wing, there's a shot taken. Good. Three-pointer. There's just to be a two-pointer, they say. His foot was on line. Trey Berg throws up the shot. And now Bill Gavers wants to call a timeout. Timeout here for Hastings College. 6 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 28, Hastings 21.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
28-21 is the score. Hastings College is trailing the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. Men's college basketball. Again, earlier today in women's play, Hastings winning over Dakota Wesleyan 99-86. Dort took care of Nebraska Wesleyan 72-53. Concordia wins a big one at Northwestern, or they were at home today against Northwestern. 89-78, the final score there. Morningside beat Doan 77-67. Still waiting for a final score in the Briarcliff-Midland game. All those contests are doubleheaders here today, as the men are on the court in all those contests. 28-21 now. Hastings trailing here by 7 points. Under 7 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's Hamburger with the ball on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass comes to Carson Bloom at the free throw line. Back to Hamburger. He shoots it up from the stripe. It's good. Hamburger scores from the free throw line. That's his first field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. 28-23. The Broncos back to within 5 points now. Here's Dakota Wesleyan with the ball. Tate Martin has got it. Picked up by Carson Bloom. Down to a Benning on the far side to Gibson. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Dakota Wesleyan ball. Here comes Brent Wells back into the ball game. Brandon Krause comes back in. Abu Fall also checks in. Hamburger coming to the bench. Also Zach Lena. Akeem Morissot. All coming to the bench here at the 6:25 mark of this first half. It'll be Voss playing things in now for Dakota Wesleyan. He gets it in to Tate Martin. Hastings still in the man-to-man. Martin is picked up there by Carson Bloom of Hastings. Martin dribbling with the ball. Sends it over here to Sawyer Gibson right in front of the Bronco bench. Back out between the rings. This is Tate Martin with the ball. Tate Martin uses a screen. Down in the corner to Menning. A shot for three. Good again. Chris Menning throws up a three ball from the deep right corner. He's got 7 points in the ball game. It's 31-23. Dakota Wesleyan with their biggest lead of the ball game now at the 5:58 mark in this first half. Here's Abu with the ball. He spins toward the baseline. He fakes. He's going to be stripped of the ball. It's going to be picked up here from Sawyer Brown. The fifth turnover for Sawyer Gibson with the ball. The fifth turnover on Hastings College here in the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan now with an 8-point lead, 31-23. They've got the ball. Here's Gibson with it. Gibson picked up by Wells. Gibson gets it away to Tate Martin. Martin, his pass over to Voss. He drives the baseline. He runs into Abu. His shot is up there. No good, but a foul called. Abu is going to pick up the foul here for Hastings. That's going to be the second foul in Abu Fall. And now big old Jalen Voss is going to the free throw line here for Dakota Wesleyan. He's got 5 points in the ball game thus far. 1 out of 2 from the stripe. Dakota Wesleyan has opened up an 8-point lead over Hastings. It is 31-23. Voss will have a shot here. It's up and it's good. He'll get one more. Jalen Voss had 27 points the last time these two teams played, just after the first of the year up in Mitchell. Averaging 20.4 on the season. Jalen Voss takes a deep breath, fires up the shot. It's up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Abu. So it's 32-23. A 9-point lead now for Dakota Wesleyan. Bounce pass comes inside to Wells in the lane. He puts it up there from 5 feet away. No good. Rebound is brought down here by Menning. Menning has got it now to Tate Martin. Hastings had a tough time offensively in the ball game against Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday. Shot just 25% from the floor in the second half. And last time ball game 75-70. And now we've got Dakota Wesleyan calling the timeout here. Timeout Tigers with 5 minutes and 7 seconds to play. In the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 32, Hastings 23.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
32-23 is the score. Hastings College is trailing here in the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball as Hastings tries to get something going here to stop this high-powered offense. There's Voss right underneath the basket. That's not what they had in mind. As Jalen Voss scores easily underneath the basket, he's got 8 points in the ball game. 34-23. Hastings now down by 11 points here in the first half of play. They've suffered 2 straight losses here at home. The Broncos trying to get off of the snide here today. Here's Lohman. His shot from the elbow is up there and in. Brady Lohman scores. Lohman now with 11 points in the ball game. Hastings now back to within 9 points at 34-25 with 4.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Here comes Martin with the ball. Tate Martin dribbles with it here. Lohman will be in his face defensively. There's a pass going to be deflected, but it's picked up here by Berg. Trey Berg moves it back here to the top of the key to Miller. Miller moves it over there on the left wing to Menning. Now inside to Voss. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled on the play. Jalen Voss scores. Jalen Voss now with 10 points in the ball game for Dakota Wesleyan, and to go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Hamburger picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his first. And now we've got Hamburger is injured, but beside the basketball support arm down here as the medical staff comes out and checks on Jake Hamburger. The last thing the Broncos need is another key injury. And Tobin Reinwald is already on the bench. He's got a knee problem. He'll have a knee surgery this week and out for the rest of the season. Here comes Jake Hamburger. He comes off the floor. Looks like he's moving all right. They're going to take him down and get him looked at down here in the medical room here at Hastings College. 34-25 is the score. Hastings is trailing by 9 points. Going to the free throw line will be Jalen Voss. So Hamburger picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Voss to the free throw line for the third time today. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. But a rebound offensively comes down to Dakota Wesleyan. Now down in the left corner, shot is up there, no good for three. The ball is loose again. Picked up by Abu Fall, and Wells wasn't looking for it. Goes sailing out of bounds. Abu got the rebound and threw it to the far sideline, and Brent Wells was not looking for it. Now Bill Gavers again wants to call a timeout. I get the troops back on the same page here. 4 minutes and 5 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 34, Hastings 25.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. 4:05 remaining here in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan now with a 11-point lead over Hastings. They've got the ball. 36-25 is the score. Here's a Martin with the ball. Martin out to a Trey Berg on the wing on the left side, picked up by Carson Bloom. Martin has to get rid of it. He does. As he gets out here to Miller, Miller's pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. That was Brett Wells out on Miller. So it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan playing the ball in the far sideline now. They got 21 seconds to work on the shot clock. Jade Miller will play things in. They work without here in 3-point territory. Berg has got it. Now to Martin. Down in the corner here with a basketball, there is going to be Berg as they lob it inside. That's Voss. He spins against Abu, and his shot is up there and in. Nobody is going to cover big old Jalen Voss inside. He's got 12 points here in the ballgame. Dakota Wesleyan has got a 13-point lead over Hastings. It's 38-25. Krause goes inside to Wells. His shot's rejected by Voss. And the rebound comes down to Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers have the ball. Recovered there by Benning as he gets it away. Now to Tate Martin. 3:16 to play. Hastings down by 13. 38-25. Martin with the ball as he works here against Brandon Krause. Bounce pass to Menning. The Voss inside the free throw circle. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Brent Wells gets it away. Here comes a Brandon Krause kicking back the other way. Krause inside the free throw circle. Rainbow pass down on the corner. Bloom for three. Shot up there. No good. Rebound on the weak side there by Trey Berg. Berg brings it back on the dribble now with under 3 minutes to play. 38-25. Tigers by 13. Here's Manning with the ball inside to Voss. His shot is up there, no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound, Abu. Abu falls, got the ball, gets it away now to Brandon Krause. Dribbles behind his back, brings it into the forecourt. Now to Bloom, spins on the baseline, loses control. Bloom gets it back out to Krause. Left side of the lane, dribbles it down the lane. His layup is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Voss. 13-point lead by the Tigers. Here's Tate Martin with the ball, brings it across the 10-second line. Now to Menning, lobs it inside, and a holding call here, trying to hold Voss out of there. It's going to go on big old Abu Fall. He picks up his third personal foul. So three fouls now on Abu, and Jalen Voss will go to the free throw line again for Dakota Wesleyan. He's a 6'7" junior out of Worthington, Minnesota. So Jalen Voss, the third leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, off to a great start tonight. He's got 12 points already. Jalen Voss to the line, 2 out of 6 from the stripe today. His shot is up there, he misses another one. Voss will have one more. Here comes Zach Lena into the ballgame now for Hastings, replacing Abu as he will come to the bench. 38-25, Hastings down by 13 here in this one. Important ballgame for the Broncos in the race in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Voss, and the rebound comes down to Kraus. Brandon Kraus has got it for Hastings. Coming back the other way, Carson Bloom has got it high right side. Bloom directing some traffic out there. Carson Bloom dribbling of the ball. Bounce pass comes to Woolman. He is covered up deep in the corner. Woolman skip pass comes over to Brandon Kraus on the left side of the lane. Entry pass to get it to Wells. He fakes, now throws up a shot. It's good. Brent Wells scores a little 10-footer in the lane. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 38-27. Hastings down by 11. A minute and 48 seconds to play here in the first half. Jade Miller's got the ball. Dribbles, fires it up there from 10. Shot no good. Rebounded by Woolman of Hastings. Brady Woolman down the right sideline. Here come the Broncos down by 11. Woolman passed down here to Wells. Short baseline jumper up there. No good. Rebound swatted around and goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Hastings. Knocked out of bounds there by the Tigers. So it'll be Hastings playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 91 seconds to play here in this first half. 38-27. Dakota Wesleyan with a lead. Wells has got it. Now out here to Brandon Kraus. Dribbles around to the right side. Brandon Kraus runs into traffic. Goes up with a shot. It's up there and in. Brandon Kraus was surrounded by a couple of Tigers there. He forces up the shot and scores. And now the head coach for Dakota Wesleyan, Matt Wilbur, wants to call a timeout. 1 minute and 19 seconds to play here in half number one. The score, Dakota Wesleyan 38, Hastings 29.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2013-2014 season. On the road with the Broncos on Wednesday night from Fremont, it'll be Hastings taking on Midland University. Game times will be at 6 and at 8 o'clock. Pre-game show begins at 5:45 here on 1230 KHS. And a week from today will be in Orange City, Iowa. Hastings wrapping up the regular season with ball games against the Red Raiders of Northwestern. 2 and 4 o'clock for the games next Saturday on the air with a pre-game show here on 1230 KHS at 1:45 next Saturday from the Boltman Center. 38-29 to score here. Hastings down by 11 points. It's going to be Dakota Wesleyan playing things in. Down by 9 points. Here's Trey Berg with the ball. Three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. The ball is going to be out of bounds down here on the baseline. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. I think we got a foul called down here as well. Yeah, personal foul is going to be called down there. It's going to be going Menning. That's going to be his first. So Hastings down by 9 points. That's at high school mathematics. 38-29 is the score here. Going to the free throw line is going to be Carson Bloom. Bloom is 0 for 1 from the stripe so far today, 87% for the season. Carson Bloom will settle in here for Hastings, throws it up, the shot good. He'll get one more shot here. Carson had 4 points in the ball game against Dakota Wesleyan back in January. That's his first point here this afternoon. The Hastings deficit is now 8 points at 38-30. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Carson Bloom, it's a pair of free throws. Now 38-31. Broncos have been playing from behind for the most part throughout much of this first half of play. Menning has got the ball down to Voss on the baseline. Voss rockets a pass back out on top. That's Jade Miller with the ball. Miller moves it over on the wing. That's going to be Tate Martin. Martin now to a Menning out here in 3 point territory to Trey Berg. Goes inside. That's going to be Jade Miller. Takes the ball into the paint. The ball's going to be slapped away. It's loose here on the near sideline. Lena had it. Now a timeout's going to be called. Timeout's going to be called by Bill Gavers. They were granted the timeout there. And I don't know if anybody had possession of that, baby. That was a lean around in front of the bench. Bill Gavers immediately calls a timeout, and he got his wish here. A good job there. It's going to be a turnover on Dakota Wesleyan. And Hastings will have the ball back now with 37 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 38, Hastings 31.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings with a chance to cut into the deficit here before halftime. 38-31 is the score. Hastings down by 7. Now the Broncos come into the offensive zone. They will just watch the clock expire down here as Bowman's got the ball just across the 10-second line. Flips it over here to Brandon Krause. He's got one eye on the clock. We're down to 27 seconds to go. Brandon Krause is holding it here right in the center of that big red H out here in the center of the floor at Lynn Ferrell Arena. Now he gives the ball to Woolman with 11 seconds. Woolman has got the ball behind his screen. Fires up a long-range jumper. Is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded underneath the hole. A shot's going to be up there. No good by Krause, and he's fouling the play. Jade Miller picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third one on Jade Miller. Dakota Westland's coaching staff not happy with that call underneath the basket here with 3.7 seconds to play. Brandon Krause will go to the free throw line. He's 2 out of 2 from the line today. Krause will have a couple of shots here. Foul in the active shooting. His first one is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Krause will win one more. Here comes Pryor in. Here comes Carson Bloom in. And here comes Alex Thayer in with 3.7 seconds to play. Just to make sure the front line players here don't receive another cheap foul here toward the end of this first half. Here comes the next shot here. It's going to be up there and in by Brandon Krause. So it's now a 38-32 ball game down the far side. Then here come the Tigers. That's Jade Miller. He launches up a shot. It hits the front iron. No good. And that is the end of the first half of play. First half in the books here. Hastings College will trail going into the locker room at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan with a lead. It's the Tigers 38, Hastings 32. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today here on 1230 KHAS at halftime of the men's ball game. It's Dakota Wesleyan out on top of Hastings by a score of 38-32. We'll get you the halftime numbers here momentarily. Hastings College women's basketball coach Carrie Hofstetter will join us at halftime. The Bronco women picking up a win on Senior's Day here as they beat Dakota Wesleyan in the first ball game by a score of 99-86. And coach, it was nip and tuck for a while, but you guys kind of cooked. Took control of the ball game in the second half. What did you see out there today?
Yeah, I thought the 18-2 run in the second half was really where we took control and kind of never looked back. I thought, you know, Senior Day is always an emotional day, and it probably would have been way more emotional if we'd have done it at the beginning of the game. But you could feel that kind of energy, and it was kind of the emotion, I think, was making us a little bit we were playing hard, but we weren't playing very smart in the first 5 minutes or so. And I think it had more to do with the emotion of the day than anything else. And then we kind of settled in, and we were okay after that.
You had some players on Senior Day step up. That was Bruckman with 27 and Laurel Zwinner with 20 points in the ball game today. Jamie Van Kirk, 24.
Yeah, you know, those three are obviously, when they have good days and they're scoring in the 20s, it's pretty hard to stop us. You know, They all three of them can score in so many ways, and they're just tough to stop. And when you've got three guys on the court at the same time who can all score, you know, it's hard for defenses to double, and so they're getting a lot of isolation one-on-one stuff. And, you know, we have several other kids who I feel like are enough of a threat. Abby Jackson got to the rim a couple times today, and Chanel hits a three. And so you got to guard those guys, you know. So great three, big three kind of scoring threat, and then we have a lot of role players around them who do their job.
The big concern coming into the ball game was three-point shooting today for Dakota Wesleyan. You shut him down just 7 out of 18, a pretty good performance kind of protecting the perimeter.
Yeah, you know, 7 to me is still too many. They got a couple late, you know, that kind of threw up, you know, the last couple of minutes. But for the most part, we did a good job. I thought early we let them through a couple double screens and that we were late in coverage. That was just mistakes on our part. We were able to fix those at halftime, and then we kept them off the line for the most part.
So Hastings College wins it today by a score of 99-86 over Dakota Wesleyan. You ended up getting out rebounded by one, but really held your own on the boards today.
Yeah, I thought offensively we were crashing the boards fairly well. You know, it was just a tough game in the paint. We were having a hard time keeping their kids off the glass and just guarding them in the post generally. Dakota Wesleyan was being super physical, and yet at the same time they were calling it pretty close. So it's kind of one of those games where you're not sure how to get them covered without drawing fouls. Other than that, you know, rebounding, I thought we held our own, and a couple of their big kids played really well today.
Yeah, Katie Johnson was one of them. She had 26 points in this ball game today. Also pulled down the 5 or 6 rebounds in the contest. She was a load to handle today with 26.
Yeah, she was posting just real aggressive. And like I said, you know, we were trying different things to work around her and through her. And, you know, they were calling a lot in the paint today in regards to that. So I thought our kids were battling. But, you know, she's physical. And if they're calling it tight, it's hard to keep her from catching it.
We kind of run into different situations with the officiating down the stretch here. Some games we get to play physical in games, and now tonight was a little tighter today.
Yeah, and that's just something you got to adjust to. It's a hard adjustment when you need to be physical in order to guard somebody in the paint, and it's just, you know, they're just not letting it happen. But, you know, for the most part, we were able to at least force some lob passes that we could make plays on from the weak side. We made several steals doing that, so that was kind of our best answer for the way that things were being called.
So all in all, a pretty good performance this late in the season. You take the win and you move on next game up, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, got to prepare for Midland. They're going to be really tough at home, and you know, that's going to be one that we're going to have to battle for. And we've got to, you know, move on. I mean, this was a good win. It was a good day for senior day and all those things, but a couple of tough ones next week, and it should be an exciting week.
Exciting for all of us, maybe not for the coaching staff, right?
No, you know, it's just back to preparation. It's the same thing. You know, we do the same thing. We're not treating it any differently. It's fun, though, to be in the hunt for, you know, still be playing for the conference championship this week. So a lot of things can happen. A lot of moving around can happen. Northwestern lost today, so it's us in Concordia right now, and they've got one game left. We've got two, so it'll come down to the final week, and there's nothing better than being in it with the last week to go.
What about Midland? We had them earlier this season here at home.
Yeah, you know, they've got 5, 6, 7 really good players that can make plays. They've got some athleticism. They got a really good point guard that's smart. Jamila Johnson is hard to guard. She shoots the three. She runs the floor well. She's super athletic. And then their post players have some size, so they're able to kind of bang with us a little bit. And they're solid defensively. So we're going to have to be a physical team and be able to get some stops and hopefully make some shots.
Yeah, Hastings winning this one earlier today, 99-86. You mentioned the Northwestern loss at Concordia today. They lose by a score of 89-78 in the ball game today to Concordia. Bailey Morris, your old babysitting mate there, had 40 points plus. You taught her well.
She had 45 points today, I think. You know, that's unbelievable. She's done a great job. She stepped up and kind of taken over where Conahan, you know, would have taken some more shots, but she's done a great job. We're happy for her, but at the same time we're gonna have to be ready for her if we see them again.
Yeah, maybe we'll see them down in stretch when we get to play her again. All right, yeah. Congratulations on the win, and see you Wednesday.
Yep, thanks.
Carrie Hofstetter, the head coach for Hastings College, again the Broncos win it in the first ball game today by a score of 99-86. over the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Kerry was the babysitter for Bailey Morris back when they were growing up down in Fairfield. That's the way you brought that up. Bailey Morris, a big day today for the Concordia Bulldogs. We're at halftime of the men's ball game here, 38-32. Hastings College is trailing in the ball game. We'll come back and check the scoring and the shooting numbers in the first half right after this.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings trailing 38-32 at halftime. By the way, the halftime show today brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings are located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Checking the shooting numbers here in the first half of play, Dakota Wesleyan is 12 out of 34 from the field for 35%. Hastings College just 10 out of 26 for 38%. Dakota Wesleyan 4 out of 15 on three-pointers for 26%. Hastings College has knocked down only 1 out of 3 from three-point territory for 33%. For the free throw line, Dakota Wesleyan is 10 out of 15 for 66%. Hastings College is 11 out of 15 for 73%. The rebounds are dead even right now at 22 apiece. Dakota Wesleyan has got 11 offensive rebounds and 11 on offense and 11 on defense for a total of 22. Hastings College has got 7 offensive rebounds, 15 on defense for 22 total rebounds. 7 turnovers in the ball game so far for Hastings College in the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan has got just 3 turnovers. The Broncos with 2 block shots and 2 steals. Dakota Wesleyan has got 2 block shots and 4 steals. Again, our score here at halftime, it's 38-32. Dakota Wesleyan with a 6-point lead over Hastings College. The other games going on in the conference today in men's basketball. Dort is playing at Nebraska Wesleyan. Northwestern is at Concordia today. Morningside at Doan. Briarcliff is at Midland. So with 3 games to go, Dort continues to lead the conference standings for the men. They're at 15-2 in the conference. Midland, Hastings, Morningside all tied for second place at 13-4. Dakota Wesleyan down there in seventh. They have a conference mark of 8 wins and 10 losses, but they got the lead over Hastings here this afternoon. At halftime, it's 38-32. Checking the scoring in the ball game for these two ball clubs, Brady Lohman so far for Hastings. He's got 11 points. Lohman has got 1 3-pointer. He's got 2 2-point field goals, and he is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. The other scorers for Hastings, Jake Hamburger, he has got 4 points in the game. Hamburger has got a field goal, and he is 2 out of 2 from the line. Carson Bloom has nailed 2 free throws and 3 attempts for his 2 points. Brent Wells has got 2 field goals, and he is 0 out of 2 from the line for 4. Brandon Krause, he's got 2 field goals, and he is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He has got 7 points, and the only other guy who has scored for Hastings so far has been Abu Fall. He's got 2 field goals and 4 points. And the Broncos from the free throw line in the first half, 11 out of 15 with 7 turnovers. Dakota Wesleyan, they have gotten 12 points here in the first half from Jalen Voss. He's got 5 field goals, and he is 2 out of 9 from the free throw line. The other score is for the Tigers, Luke Bomberg. He's got 2 free throws and 2 attempts for 2 points. Trey Bird, he has got 15 points for Dakota Wesleyan. He leads the Tigers in scoring so far. He's got three-point field goals and a two-point goal. He's also 4 out of 4 from the free throw line for his 15. Chris Menning, he has got 7 points in the game. He's got 3 and a 2, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Then Jade Miller, he's got a field goal and 2 points here for Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers from the free throw line in the first half, they were 10 out of 15, and they've got 3 turnovers in the basketball game. So it's 38-32, Dakota Wesleyan with the lead over Hastings College here at halftime in men's college basketball. Next Bronco broadcast is going to be on Wednesday night. We'll be in Fremont. Hastings will play Midland. 6 o'clock for the women's ball game. 8 o'clock for the guys will be on the air of the pregame show at 5:45 on Wednesday here on 1230 KHAS. 38-32 is our score here. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings College. We got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, just about ready for the second half here today at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena, 38-32. Dakota Wesleyan looking for their second win of the season here over Hastings College here this afternoon. Tonight on the breeze, we've got USHL hockey action for you. The Tri-City Storm on the road playing in Indiana against the Ice. Their time tonight on the breeze is going to be at 6:50. Well, the face-off at 7:05 tonight, Tri-City at Indiana. Then tomorrow, Tri-City Storm will play at Chicago. It'll be an afternoon affair. They take on Chicago at 3 o'clock, 2:45 for the pregame show on the breeze. We'll have Hastings College, rather on Nebraska men's basketball for you tomorrow. You're on 1230 KHAS. Nebraska will take on Michigan State. Their time will be at 1 o'clock tomorrow, 2 o'clock for the tip-off. The Huskers playing at Michigan State. You're on 1230 KHAS. So we're set to go for the second half. The Broncos will shoot to our basket to our right. Both teams starting the same way they did in the ball game here. And the Hastings College will play things in. The Broncos down by 8 points, or by 6 points here at halftime, 38-32. Second half is underway. Here's Brady Woolman with the ball. He takes it to the free throw line. His shot is up there and good. Brady Woolman gets the Broncos started here in the second half with a free throw line jumper. He's now got 13 points here in the ball game. It's 38-34. Driving back the other way, going for the hole. A shot by Bomberger. It's going to be up there no good. Rebound loose. Voss picks it back up, and his shot is up and in. Voss gets the offensive board and the putback. The rebounds were dead even in the first half of play, but Dakota Wesleyan picked up some crucial ones that they scored. There's Zach Lane. His shot is going to be no good. Misses that one just to the left of the basket. Rebound comes down to Dakota Wesleyan running back the other way. It's 40-34. Tigers have a 6-point lead. Ball tipped away. It's picked up near the 10-second line by Martin. Tate Martin with the ball here as he dribbles back to the center of the floor as he works against Lohman. Goes over on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Bomberg trying to get away, and a foul is going to be called. They go on Wells. Brent Wells picks up his second personal foul, the team foul number one on the Broncos here in the second half of play. Here comes Boo Fall back into the ball game for Hastings, and Zach Lena will come to the bench. So just 53 seconds into the second half, we make our first substitution with a Boo out there now for Zach Lena. Voss will play things in. Voss gets it into Tate Martin behind a screen from Bomberg. Martin dribbles with the ball here to the near side. Martin bounce pass down in the corner to Berg. Berg looking to penetrate. Now a foul is going to be called again. This one is going to go on Brandon Krause. That's going to be his second. Team foul number two on the Broncos. 40-34. Dakota Wesleyan with a 6-point lead. Trey Berg will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath his own basket here. They get the fresh shot clock as Dakota Wesleyan will play it in. Berg looking, does, gets to Voss in the lane, throws it down here on the baseline. A shot by Bomberg is going to be no good. Partially deflected there by Abu. The ball is brought out of there by Brent Wells. Now to Hamburger into the forward court. Now to Brandon Krause. Krause with the ball for Hastings College. Krause comes over here to take Hamburger. Over to Brandon Krause. He dribbles into the lane. Bounce pass comes over here to Abu. His little short jumper is up there too strong. No good. Rebound to Voss. Voss gets it away. Here come the Tigers running back the other way. This is a Trey Martin with the ball. Martin pulls up inside the three-point circle. Now cross-court pass. Tashana is up there and in. A long-range jumper by Trey Berg. He scores for Dakota Wesleyan. He's now got 17, make it 18 in the ball game. As that's a three-point play there. And then we got a double dribble violation on Abu. 43-34. Hastings turns the ball away for the eighth time here in the ball game. Broncos are down by 9 points. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan back with the ball. Tate Martin has got it down the near sideline. Tate Martin comes out between the circles. Now to Trey Berg. Gets away from Wells. Dribbles down to the corner. Brings it back to Luke Bomberg. High right side. Bomberg out of Tate Martin out here in three-point territory. Lobs it inside. Voss grabs it. His shot is up there. It's no good. Bomberg ticks the ball and a foul is going to be called. Voss misses one from point-blank range there. And a foul is going to be called on Luke Bomberg on the rebound. That's going to be his third. So the third foul on the Bomberg. This will be team foul number one on the Tigers. Into the contest now is going to be Stephen Lee. He's going to replace Bomberg. Lee has got three fouls himself. So 17:50 remaining here in the ballgame. Hastings trailing. Final score of 43-34. Broncos basketball for you today. You're on 1230 KHAS. Brady Lohman with the ball behind a screen. Moves it down the lane and throws the ball away. Lohman trying to take it down here in the corner to Brandon Krause and just threw the ball over his head out of bounds. You don't see that happen very often. 9 turnovers now on Hastings. Broncos struggling coming out of the locker room here at the end of the first half. Now they're struggling here to begin the second quarter or second half of play. There's a pass down on the baseline to Berg. He gets it away to Voss. His shot is up there and in. Jalen Voss streaking to the basket. He scores. And now a timeout from Hastings. Broncos call a timeout as they have fallen behind by 11 points here in the second half. 17-23 to play in the ballgame. It's now Dakota Wesleyan 45, Hastings 34.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 17-23 to play. Hastings College is still down by 11 points here in the ballgame. The last lead that Hastings had was way back at 21-20 in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan has led it from that point on. It's now a 45-34 ballgame. Hastings down. Here's Brandon Krause. He puts one off of the glass. It's down through the hole. Brandon Krause scores there for Hastings. He's now got 9 points in the ballgame. Broncos still within striking distance. Down by 9 points here. Early in the second half, there's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good. Another offensive rebound comes down to Stephen Lee after Benning misses the three-pointer. Now Benning is trapped. He gets the ball away to Voss, and his shot is up and in. They had Benning trapped right along the baseline. He got it away at the last second to Jalen Voss, and he lays it in. Voss now with 18, 47-36. Hastings down by 11 points. Here's a Brandon Krause with the ball, not a well. Short baseline jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Lee had the rebound. He lost it. Benning saves it right into the hands of Stephen Lee. He gets it away now to Trey Berg. Hustles down the near sideline. Bounce pass is going to be intercepted, trying to get the ball to Voss. They force it, and they have a turnover right there. They're fourth of the ball game. Here's Krause back the other way. A shot from the elbow, no good. Voss grabs another rebound, and now he's going to be fouled into play by Hamburger. Jake Hamburger trying to jar the ball away there from Jalen Voss. Commits a personal foul. That's the second foul on Jake Hamburger. That's going to be team foul number two on the Broncos here in this second half of play. It's going to be Dakota Wesleyan inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Trey Martin will bring things up now for the Tigers. This is a team that is 8-10 in conference play and really battling for the spot in the postseason tournament here. this season winds down. Here's Trey Berg with the ball outside. A three-pointer is thrown up there right through the hole. Nothing but net out there. A three-pointer is thrown up there by Chris Benning. That's his second try of the ball game. He's got 10 points. And the Broncos are down by 14, 50-36 here in the ball game, threatening to lose back-to-back home games here this week after being beaten by Nebraska Wesleyan earlier on Wednesday. Here's Lohman at the free throw line. Bounce pass down low to Wells. His shot is up there. It's good. He's fouled in the play. Nice pass by Lohman. He gets the assist. Wells gets the field goal. And now Brett goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Wells has got 6 points in the ball game. Personal fouls will be whistled on Jalen Voss. That's only going to be his first foul in the ball game. So Brett Wells to the line. He's 0-for-2 from the line so far this afternoon. A 68% foul shooter on the season. Broncos are down by 12 at 50-38. Here comes Brent Wells at the free throw line. His shot is good. 50-39 now. We're in the second half of play. Hastings trailed at halftime, 38-32. 15 and a half minutes to play here in this ball game. Here's Trey Berg with the ball. Berg gets it away to Benning. He drives it to the hole. His shot no good. Voss goes for the rebound. He loses the ball out of bounds. And now what do we have here? The official out here in 3 points territory is going to call a foul on Jalen Voss. Jalen Voss comes crashing to the boards there, runs over a Bronco and picks up a personal foul. That's going to be his second. So he picks up two fouls in just a short amount of time here in the second half. And Hastings College will come back the other direction now, trailing by 11 points in the ballgame. Into the contest now will be Jade Miller. Voss will come to the bench for a while. So Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Carson Bloom will bring it up. Comes into the offensive zone. There's a pass over here to Alex Thayer, who's into the ball game now. Out to Carson Bloom. Here's Thayer with the ball out between the circles. Alex Thayer, the Superior Wildcat, or the former Superior Wildcat, down in the corner to Lohman. He drives the baseline. There's a pass that could be intercepted. Intercepted. That's Benning with the ball. It's going to be turnover number 10 on Hastings in the ball game as Lohman throws it right into the hands of Chris Benning. Back the other way. Martin has the ball tipped loose. It's going to be picked up by Lohman. Lohman now to Krause as he drives. He shoots and misses. Tip shot is up there by Wells. No good. Rebound Wells. Follow shot is up there. He misses that one. The ball is tapped out. It's picked up by the Broncos. Another crack of things. Here's Lohman down the lane. Scoops it underneath the basket there. The Bloom is shot. No good. And he's fouling the play. Wow. How many short little shots can we miss there? And the camera crew got taken out underneath the basket there. I get her back on her feet. The girl that was holding the camera for the Hastings Challenge video got taken out underneath the basket. There's a shot by Carson Bloom that's going to be up there and in. That'll be some good footage. Trey Martin picks up the personal foul for Dakota Weston. That's going to be his first. Carson Bloom will go back to the free throw line here. The shot is up. The shot hits the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down here to Jade Miller. Miller gets it away. Here comes Tate Martin now with the ball. Hastings is down by 10 points, 50-40. Broncos still in a man-to-man defense. Trey Berg has got the ball. Berg trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes out here to Stephen Lee. Here's Trey Berg again. Now Stephen Lee over on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Chris Benning with the ball. Now to Stephen Lee on the far sideline. With it now is going to be Trey Berg. He gets open, throws up a three, a shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Krause. Brandon Krause with the ball down the near sideline, cuts it back to the center of the floor, drives it down in the corner. Thayer, long range jumper for three, in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down here. Good to go to Wesley. And Jade Miller hustles back the other way to Tate Martin. Martin on the far sideline, down to Miller for three. Shot is up there, it's no good. Rebound comes down here to Carson Bloom. The Broncos want to run her back the other way. Carson Bloom, Alex Thayer down in the corner. Brings it back here to Wells. Now Carson Bloom to Brandon Krause. Down on the baseline. Here's a shot up and in. Brady Lohman scores. Lohman scores. He's got 15 in the ball game. Hastings within 8 points. We've got a timeout. Timeout from Dakota Wesleyan with 13:37 to play in the ball game. Hastings back within 8 points. We'll take a break. The score is Dakota Wesleyan 50, Hastings 42.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the Broncos fell behind by 14 points here in the second half at 50-46. Hastings responds on a 6-0 run. The Broncos are back with it 8 points here. 50-42. Hastings in a three-way tie now for second place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with Morningside and also Midland. Morningside is playing today at Doan. Meanwhile, Midland, they have a home date going on right now against Briar Cliff. All tied for second place, two games behind conference leader Dort with three games to play. Hastings now down by 8 points. They're going to be focused on this one right here, trying to pull this one out of their hat here. Trey Berg has got the ball on the wing, down to Benning, inside down to Voss, who's back into the ball game. Voss goes to the hole, and shot is up there, no good, and he's fouling the play. Boy, he's just a big old brute in there. He takes the ball in the basket, and Hastings having a tough time handling Jalen Voss inside. Scored 27 the last time these two teams played. That's going to be a Jake Hamburger foul. That's going to be his second. So Jalen Voss to the free throw line. Voss is 2 out of 9, however, from the stripe today. He'll have two shots here. His first one is up there, in and out, and back in again. So Jalen Voss will have one more. He's now got 19 in the ball game. The Dakota Wesleyan lead is now 9 points at 51-42. Voss at the free throw line, looking up there, squats the knees, throws it up. Shot's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. So a 9-point lead, 51-42. Here's Brady Lohman with the ball down in the corner. Off of the fingertips of Hamburger, out of bounds. The pass was a little bit wide of the target. Hamburger had it in his hands and lost it into the Bronco bench. 11 turnovers on Hastings here in the ballgame. The Broncos averaged 13 in the season. We've still got 13 minutes and 15 seconds to go. Here's Dakota Wesleyan back with the basketball. As Trey Berg brings it into the forecourt, the ball tipped away. Picked up by Berg. Berg now to Menning. Out here, moving the right side. Bamberg has got the ball now. Out to Stephen Lee over here on the wing. Menning. Here's a pass down to the Voss. His shot is up and in. Jalen Voss scores again. Jalen Voss now with 21. Here's Alex Thayer back to Carson Bloom. Wide open for three. Takes a shot. In and out. No good. Voss with the rebound. 53-42. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead. 12:40 to play here in the basketball game. Here's Chris Menning with the ball. Menning gets it in the hands of Stephen Lee. Back out here to Trey Berg. Works the right side of the floor against Lohman. Reverses the ball. Gets it over here to Bamberg on the left wing. Picked up there by Hamburger. Back outside. Stephen Lee for three. Shot rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Hamburger takes the Brady Lohman into the forecourt. Free throw line jumper. Lohman shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Menning for Dakota Wesleyan. Nobody under the boards there for Hastings College. The rebound. One and done as the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers come back with the ball. Bamberger's got it. He has it deflected out of his hands, out of bounds. It's going to be Tiger basketball as they will play things in. 12 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the ball game. The Tigers have the lead over the Broncos tonight by the score of 53-42. Here's Bamberg with the ball. Bamberg has it knocked loose from Alex Thayer. Alex has got the ball. He drives, shoots, and scores. Alex Thayer, who hasn't played in a while, gets a big steal there and gets the basket. 53-44. Hastings back within 9 points. Here's a Trey Berg with the ball down there in the corner. That's going to be Jalen Voss. He kicks it out to the top of the key. Now to Stephen Lee. Over to Berg here on the near side. He's double-teamed. Trey Berg is knocked down on the play, and a foul is going to be called. Hamburger and Thayer had a double-team there. Alex Thayer is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. Into the ball game now is going to be Brandon Krause. Coming out will be Lohman. 53-44. Hastings down by 9 points. Still with 11:40 to play. Here are the contests. Dakota Wesleyan will inbound the ball. Chris Manning right in front of the Tiger bench. We'll get things in to Trey Martin. Martin dribbles with the ball to the far sideline now. Martin will reverse it. Come over here to Trey Berg around the screen from Bamberg. Now to Martin. He drives. He dishes off in the lane. It's out by Bamberg. It's up and in. Luke Bamberg scores. Martin gets the assist. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Bamberg. 55-44. Here's a Krause with the ball for Hastings. Now to Hamburger to Alex Thayer. Still a man-to-man defense here for Dakota Wesleyan. Thayer looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Back out here to the three-point line. Down to the 30 stripe. A shot is thrown up there. It is no good by Hamburger. And the rebound comes down to Carson Bloom. Now to Hamburger to Carson. He takes a three. His shot's going to be off of the iron. No good. Ball tapped down and the foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Zach Lena. Third foul on Zach Lena. Hastings hit only 38% of their field goals in the first half, and they're not off to a very good start here in half number two. 55-44, Hastings down by 11. Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball. Here's Tate Martin. Martin brings it into the offensive zone, now to a Bamberg. They'll set things up. There's a feed over here to Benning. Benning now, top of the circle to Berg again. But Jalen Voss, far sideline. Martin for three. Shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound. Voss's shot, no good, and he's fouled in the play. They cannot hold Jalen Voss out of there. There's a personal foul called on Brandon Krause. That's going to be his third. That's why Voss is the third best scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Averages 20.4 points per ball game. He's got 21 here in this contest today. And Voss to the free throw line. 3 out of 11 from the line, though, for Jalen Voss. He looks up there again, throws it up. That one is going to be good as it rattles home. It's now a 56-44 ball game. Here comes Brent Wells into the contest now, and coming out is going to be Carson Bloom. Jalen Voss will have one more shot here. It's in the air, and the shot right through the hole. And this time he hits 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 57-44. Hastings has had the lead down to 8 points here in the second half, but that's as close as they've gotten. Here's a driving layup by Krause. It's up there and in. Krause goes down under the basket, but no foul called. Brandon Krause has now got 11 points in the ballgame, 57-46. Still an 11-point lead here for Dakota Wesleyan. Tigers have the ball. Trey Berg goes on the far sideline to Bamberg. His lob pass inside is going to be out of bounds. They're trying to get it into Voss. It was off of his fingertips, but Hastings tries to grab it right before it goes out of bounds, and they drop it over the end line. It's going to be Dakota Wesleyan inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Trey Martin will inbound the ball here for the Tigers. Martin looking. Finally, they have it lost out of bounds. And it's going to be off of the Tiger down there. They try to get it into Voss. It was deflected. Martin, who was inbounding the ball, tries to grab it, and it goes out of bounds. And Hastings Challenge now play it in. That's going to be a Dakota Wesleyan turnover. That's their fifth of the ball game. Here comes Lohman back behind his screen from Lena. Now gives the ball to Zach down the lane. He's going to be held on the play, and a foul is going to be called on the floor. A personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on. That's going to be on Bamberg, I think. They're checked. They're going to rule it on Voss. Jalen Voss is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his third personal foul. Two shots here for Zach Lena. His shot is up there, and the shot's no good. That's the first free throw attempt for Zach Lena here in this ball game. Now Voss is going to come out for a while. Here comes Jade Miller back into the ball game for the Tigers. Zach Lena will have one more free throw. 70% foul shooter on the season. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. So he's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Here comes a boo fall into the ball game now, and Lena will come out. So now maybe the Broncos can make a little push here with their big boy Jalen Voss on the bench for Dakota Wesleyan. 57-47. Hastings College still down by 10 points with 9:58 to play here in the basketball game. Here's Jade Miller with the ball. Lobs it inside. That's Benning. Back out to Bamberg for three. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Wells. So Hastings down by 10. They've got the ball. Here's Alex Thayer. Thayer brings it into the offensive zone here as he walks it across the 10-second line. Now they run the offense. Krause has got it outside down to Lohman. Lohman between the circles here, directing a little traffic. Lohman comes over to Alex Thayer on the near sideline. Bounce pass to Abu at the free throw line. Two-handed pass over to Krause. Thought about the three. Now takes the three. His shot's going to be off the front iron. No good. Rebound Wells. Follow shot is up there. Good. Brent Wells gets the offensive board and the putback. He's got 9 points in the ballgame. Hastings within 8 points again. 57-49. with 9 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Voss is on the bench here for Dakota Wesleyan with three personal fouls. Brent Wells getting a big offensive board and a putback right there to pull the Broncos back to within 8 points here in this ballgame, 57 to 49. There's Bomberg at the top of the key holding it. Now goes over the far side to Berg. His three-pointer good. On the far sideline, Trey Berg throws up a three right down the hole. Nothing but net. He's got 21 in the ballgame. Now Krause loses the ball. The scramble is on and a jump ball. Nope, it's going to be a timeout called. A timeout called by Dakota Wesleyan as Hastings loses control of the ball. That's 12 turnovers on the Broncos now. Trey Berg, that last three-pointer, an off-balance shot from the far sideline right down through the hole. Nothing but net. And that gives Dakota Wesleyan another 11-point lead. We've got a timeout, 8:43 to play in the ballgame. Dakota Wesleyan 60, Hastings 49.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Wednesday night will be in Fremont. Hastings playing at Midland. Women's game will go at 6 o'clock with the guys to follow at 8. Pre-game show begins at 5:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Earlier this afternoon, it was the Hastings College women picking up a win over Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 99-86. The Broncos remain a half a game behind Concordia, the top spot in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. As they get ready to play next week. Here's a feed inside to Menning. His shot is up and in. Again, they get deep in the Bronco defense, and Chris Menning scores in the lane. He's got 12 points in the ballgame and back to a 13-point lead now for Dakota Wesleyan, 62-49. Hastings trailing the ball game, and we're in the second half of play. Here's Wells. His pass can be deflected again by Bomberg as he'll be picked up by the Tigers. That's going to be turnover number 13 on Dakota Wesleyan. 62-49. Hastings down by 13 points here. Here comes Trey Martin back with the ball. Martin gets it over to Jade Miller. Now to Bomberg out here in 3-point territory. Bomberg looking left. Now here comes Abu. He comes out to guard Bomberg as he dribbles with the ball. Back out near the 10-second line to Martin. Still 14 seconds left on the shot clock. Trey Martin looking to penetrate, takes it inside the three-point arc, fires up a shot around the rim twice and falls off. Rebound comes down to Alex Thayer. Thayer runs her back the other way for Hastings, stops at the top of the key, goes over to Brandon Krause. Now to Thayer, takes a three-pointer, shot is up there, it's going to be off the mark, no good. Abu grabs the rebound, lost it. It's picked up here by Jade Miller. So it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan ball now with 7.5 minutes to play here in this one. Hastings down by 13. Bomberg down in the lane. His shot is up there, no good. He runs into a boo. He falls down on the play. No foul called. Back at the other end, Thayer. His shot is up and in. Alex Thayer gets a driving layup at the other end. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings back within 11. 62-51 here in this ball game. Here's a Dakota Wesleyan with the ball here on the near side. That's going to be Jade Miller. He loses it, picks it back up. Miller gets it in the hands of Bomberg. Dribbles once, sends it to the far sideline. Now to Tate Martin. He's picked up there by Brady Woolman of Hastings. Martin with the ball, trying to penetrate. Nice bounce pass, but it's being intercepted. Tipped and intercepted. It's going to be picked up here by Woolman. Turnover number 6 on Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings has the ball, trailing by 11 points. Woolman feeds it now to Wells. Kicks it back out to Thayer for 3. Shot is up there. Good. Alex Thayer nails a 3-ball. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings back within 8. 62-54, and a 3-point play there by Alex Thayer, the former Superior Wildcats. Here's Trey Berg with the ball. Gets it out here to Trey Martin now here on the near sideline. Picked up by Thayer. Moves it down in the corner, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Brent Wells. That's going to be his third. So Alex Thayer has not seen a whole lot of playing time. I'll tell you what, he's making the most of his opportunity here today. Alex Thayer has knocked down a couple of two-point field goals and a three to pull the Broncos within 8 points now at 62-54. Here comes Voss back into the ballgame. Stephen Lee is going to check in for Dakota Wesleyan. Hamburger comes in now for Hastings College. And also coming back out there will be Carson Bloom. 62-54, the Broncos down by 8 points here with 6 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Trey Berg's free throw is up there good. He's now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Berg with 22 points in the ball game. Jalen Voss, he's got 23 now for the Tigers. Chris Menning also in double figures. He's got 12. Next shot is up there good. 6 for 6 from the free throw line by Trey Berg. And the Hastings deficit again is 10 points at 64-54. Here's Lohman with the ball. Stops at the top of the key. Bounce pass down low to Wells. His shot off the window is going to be up there. No good. Tap try. No good. Rebound Voss. Two shots in the hole. Again, Hastings missing way too many shots with just a couple of feet of the basket. Here's Benning with the ball. Benning brings it out here to a Trey Martin. High left side. Picked up by Lohman. Dribbling the ball is Tate Martin. Tate moves it over in the far sideline. Now to Trey Berg. Knocked down in the corner to Martin. Now they're working inside. That's going to be Menning twisting and turning. And his shot is up there and in. Chris Menning on the baseline. He scores. He's got 14. That's a 12-point lead now for Dakota Wesley. And here's Lohman taking the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound Stephen Lee and a foul is called. Foul here is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Wells trying to knock the ball loose. That's going to be the fourth foul on Brent Wells. So now we go to the other end of the floor, and we'll have some free throws coming up here from Stephen Lee. Lee has not scored so far today. He's a 57% foul shooter. And now we got a timeout. Hastings, the Broncos want to call a timeout here. 5 minutes and 33 seconds to play. 5:33 to go in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 66, Hastings 54.
You expect Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Nebraska basketball for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. The Huskers, the men's basketball team, playing at Michigan State. Airtime will be at 1 o'clock for the pregame show, 2 o'clock for the tip-off. Michigan State and Nebraska tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. USHL hockey coming up tonight on the Breeze. Tri-City Storm playing in Indiana against the Ice. Airtime will be at 6:50 tonight with a face-off at 7:05. Indiana and the Tri-City Storm tonight on the Breeze, USHL hockey. 66-54 is the score here. Hastings trailing Dakota Wesleyan. Stephen Lee will go to the free throw line here for DWU. He has not scored so far today. Shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. He had 5 points in the first meeting between these two teams when Dakota Wesleyan beat Hastings up at the Corn Palace by a score of 98-84. Stephen Lee will have one more. Shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Bounces up high and then straight down through the hole. And the Broncos are down by 14 points again. They've been within 8 points a couple of times here in the second half, but have not been able to get a run against this Dakota Wesleyan team. Wells with the ball. Two-handed pass comes out here to Carson Bloom. Now to Alex Thayer. Comes across the top. That's going to be Lohman with the ball. Brady Lohman drives it inside the free throw circle, spins away from a defense, now throws it down in the corner. Carson Bloom for three, shot rims off, no good. Ball poked around and is picked up here by Martin. Tate Martin has got the rebound. He brings it back up now for Dakota Wesleyan, comes to the near sideline. Trey Berg, he holds the ball against Carson Bloom out to Stephen Lee. There's a long pass inside. Voss has it knocked out of his hands and a foul is called. They got it inside to Voss. And he has the ball knocked out of his hands by Alex Thayer. Alex picks up his second personal foul. That's going to send Jalen Voss to the free throw line. That might be the Broncos' best defense here, as Voss is 5 out of 13 from the free throw line. Team foul number 9 of the Broncos, so a 1-1 situation here. His shot is up there good. Now Voss has hit 3 free throws in a row. And it's a 15-point lead. Dakota Wesleyan taking it to the Broncos so far. Here in this one with 4:53 to play. Here comes the next one by Voss. It's up there and good. 70-54. A 16-point lead here by Dakota Wesleyan. Brady Woolman gets it inside to Bloom. His shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. Carson Bloom gets the field goal. That's his first field goal of the ball game. Carson has got three free throws to go along with that. He's got 5 points, and here's a traveling violation. Tate Martin brought the ball back in the offensive zone, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. Only 7 turnovers today for Dakota Wesleyan. They've been averaging only 11 on the season. 70-56. Hastings down by 14 now. 4 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the basketball game. Woolman has got the ball. Woolman on the dribble, now behind the screen from Wells. Moves it down the left side of the lane. Double team forces up a shot to be blocked down, and now Voss recovers. Voss has it knocked loose, and a foul is called. A foul here is going to go on Brandon Krause. That's going to be his fourth. So I got to walk to the other end of the floor. We've got Tate Martin got hit in the side of the head, it looked like. And he was trying to collect his wits down there. Going to the free throw line is going to be Jalen Voss again for Dakota Wesleyan. Voss throws up another free throw. That one is in and out and falls off of the front iron. No good. He's been to the free throw line 16 times now today. This is number 17 coming up here, right here. He's made 7 of them. Here's the next shot. It's up there, and it's going to be good. 71-56, a 15-point lead here for a DWU. Here's Carson Bloom, drives the baseline, and he's passing to be knocked out of bounds. Carson trying to come right to left across the lane down there. Actually got a foul down there as well. Stephen Lee is going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. Bamberg comes into the ball game. Stephen Lee is going to check out. 4:15 to play. Hastings will play it in. They get it down to a woman down in the corner. Woolman comes out to Wells at the elbow. Puts up a shot way short. No good. And the rebound comes down to Trey Berg. Hastings not shooting the ball real well in this one. They didn't shoot the ball real well the other night either. Here's a Martin with the ball. Tate Martin dribbling here against Alex Thayer. Gets away. Dribbles down the lane. Nice feed to Voss. And his shot is up and in. Dribble penetration. And Voss puts it down through the hole. He's got 28 in the ball game. For the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers, and now a foul is going to be called. Carson Bloom goes down right out here in three-point territory. Foul is going to be called on Trey Berg of Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be his first. Carson Bloom to the free throw line here for Hastings. 73-56. Hastings trailing here in the ball game. Carson Bloom will go to the line. He's 3 out of 5 from the stripe so far today. He's got 5 points in the ball game. The shot is up there, and the shot is good. Hastings will play at Midland on Wednesday night up in Fremont. They'll finish off the regular season next Saturday with a ball game against Northwestern. The Red Raiders over in Orange City. Next shot is up there by Carson Bloom. It's going to be good. 73-58 now. Hastings trailing by 15 points. 3:45 to play here in the contest. Down the right sideline is going to be Trey Berg. He gets it in the offensive zone. He's double-teamed. Gets the ball away now. The Manning down in the corner to Voss. His shot is up there. Good. Jalen Voss hits another one. Jalen Voss now with 30 in the ball game, 30 points against the Hastings College defense today. He had 27 the first time around up there in Mitchell right after the first of the year. Woolman goes to Wells on the baseline. Nice pass inside, and the foul is going to be called. Wells gets the ball to Carson Bloom as Carson goes up for the shot, and he was fouled in the play. And now Carson will go to the free throw line here for the Broncos. Personal foul is going to be called on Bomberg. That's going to be his fourth. So, again, Carson Bloom goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Bloom has got 7 points in the ball game. 5 out of 7 from the line. His shot is up there. Good. He'll have one more. Carson Bloom, 87% on the season from the free throw line. 3:20 to play in the contest. 75-59. Hastings trailing. Next shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Bomberg grabs the rebound. Bomberg gets it away now to Tate Martin. He'll bring things up here against Krause. Martin gets away, streaks back the other way. Now the ball's jarred loose. It's picked up by Voss. He goes to the basket and scores. Voss picks up the loose basketball, and he goes to the rim and scores. He's got 32, 77-59. There's a pass deflected away. It comes into the scorer's table. We got the ball flying over the place. Now it goes out of bounds. Knocked into the scoring table. It was saved. A couple of sodas got taken out here down in front of us. It finally goes out of bounds. Hastings will play things in here on the near sideline. Alex Thayer has got the ball. 77-59. Under 3 minutes to play now in the contest. Brandon Krause with the ball. His pass is deflected, but Alex Thayer grabs it. There up to Krause. His shot for three is up there. Good. Brandon Krause nails a three ball from the top of the key. He's got 14 points in the ball game. 77-62. The Broncos down by 15. Here's a pass that can be intercepted. Intercepted by Wells. He takes the ball to the goal. His shot is up there. It's good. Brett Wells gets an interception and the field goal at the other end. That's 8 turnovers, and now Dakota Wesleyan wants to call a timeout here. As Hastings has cut the lead down to 13 points here. 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play. We're in the second half of the Osborne Sports Complex. We've got a timeout with a score of the Tigers 77, the Broncos 64.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College trailing here. Men's college basketball with 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Dakota Wesleyan will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Hastings with all 5 defensive men in the backcourt now. As they try to jar the ball loose, here's Trey Berg. He gets away. He dribbles down the floor, takes it to the rack and scores. Trey Berg got away from the Bronco D and scores. He's got 25 in the ball game. Here's a long-range jumper from the corner. Shot put up there by Thayer. That's no good. Rebound Bamberg. Bamberg has got it now for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. And here's a foul in backcourt. It's going to go on Carson Bloom. Bloom picks up his first. After every single loss that Hastings has had this year, they have come back the next game with a win. That streak appears to be in doubt here today as Hastings falling to Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday. Now they're trailing Dakota Wesleyan by 15 with 2 minutes to play. There's a shot by Bamberg from the free throw line. Good. 80-64 is the score now in favor of Dakota Wesleyan as Luke Bamberg will have another shot here. Luke will take a look at things. It's up there, and the shot in and out falls off no good. And a rebound comes down here to Hastings. So it's an 80-64 ball game. Here's Lohman for three. A shot good. Brady Lohman nails a three-pointer there for Hastings. Lohman has now got 18 points in the ball game. It's a 13-point lead, 80-67. Here's Trey Martin with the ball. Martin gets the ball to Bamberg. He drives. Nice pass to Voss, and he lays it in. Voss scores again. He's got 34 in the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan. There's a pass to Wells. His shot is up there and in. He's fouling the play as he runs over a guy, but it's going to go on a blocking foul here on Dakota Wesleyan. Bamberg picks up the personal foul, and he is done for the day. That's going to be number 5 on him. 1:33 left in the ball game. He fouls out here. Bamberg leads with 5 points. Going to the free throw line here is going to be Brent Wells. He's got 11 points in the ball game for Hastings. There's a shot that's up there. It is good. Actually, he hit that free throw and the field goal. So it's a 3-point play by Wells. 82-70 is the score now with 90 seconds to play. Here's Benning with the ball. Double teamed out here in 3-point territory, and a foul is going to be called. So Brent Wells gets the driving layup and one to make it a 3-point play. And now Brandon Krause picks up the personal foul, and that's going to be number 5 on him. So Krause is out of the ball game now with 1:23 to play. He leaves with a total of 14 points, which matches his season high for the year. 14 that he put up against Concordia earlier this year. There's a shot up there by Chris Benning that's going to be up there and good. Benning has now got 15 points in the ball game for Dakota Wesleyan. Here's the next shot. It's up there. He misses that one. The rebound is lost out of bounds, but it was knocked out of the hands of Wells. So Hastings will play things in. 1:23 to play. Hastings College is trailing in the ball game 83-70 here on Seniors Afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lohman goes to the hole, goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good, and a foul is going to be called. Woolman took the ball down the lane there and bobbles the ball just as he's got to the basket. He gets it back under control and throws it up there, and he's fouling the play. So Brady Woolman goes to the free throw line. He's got 18 points here in the ball game. He'll have a couple of shots here. The shot by Woolman is up. It is good. Woolman will have another one. That's 19 points in the ball game now for Brady Woolman. 83-71. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Here comes the next shot. It is up there and in. Woolman perfect 6 of 6 in the free throw line. He's now got 20 in the ball game. There's a feed in to Trey Berg. He's going to be fouled into play back here by Andrew Pryor. Pryor picks up his first personal foul, and again, will walk to the other end of the floor, and this is going to turn into a free throw shooting contest now, as Trey Berg will go to the line for Dakota Wesleyan. He is 6 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 25 points in the ball game, being outdone by Jalen Voss, who's got 34. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good. So Trey Berg will have another one. Berg had 22 the last time these two teams played up in Mitchell. Been a thorn in our side here in the series. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's good. So he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. It's now 84-72. Here comes Woolman for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Voss. Voss gets it away now to Chris Benning. To Berg here in backcourt. Flips it away to the near sideline of Benning. Brings it into the offensive zone. Chris Benning double team. Gets it out here to Tate Martin. Over on the far sideline to Trey Berg. 54 seconds to play. Here's Benning with the ball, double-teamed again. Goes on the far sideline to Berg. Play keep away now from the Bronco defense. Here's Chris Benning, double-teamed again. Benning dribbles with the ball. And it's going to be slapped out of his hands, out of bounds. 42.5 seconds to play. So the Broncos are going to lose back-to-back games for the first time this season. 84-72, Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead. Here's Benning with the ball. He's going to play things in. Benning comes over here to the near side. Berg has got it. He's run over here by Andrew Pryor. Pryor picks up the personal foul. It's going to be his second. So going to the free throw line will be Trey Berg. He has got 26 points in the ball game. He'll have a chance to add to that right here. Another two-shot foul. Hastings is over the 10-foul limit. Shot is up there. It is good. Here comes Alex Thayer out of the ball game now. Matt Nelson is going to come in for the Broncos. There's the next shot up there and in. So Trey Berg hits a couple of free throws. Here comes Sawyer Gibson into the ball game now. Jalen Voss will come to the bench. So Jalen Voss comes out of there. He's going to leave with 34 points. 86-72 with 41.5 seconds to play. Key Morrison also into the ball game now for Hastings. Morrison comes into the forecourt. Morrison comes over here to Wells. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down here to Matt Hendrickson, who's into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan, who gets it away. There's a Benning. He hustles into the forecourt. Benning dribbles down the left side of the lane. Now retreats back out here to 3-point territory. Akeem Morissant's lost his sneaker. It's out here just across the 10-second line as Morissant plays on here with 14 seconds to play. That's kind of tough, playing with a tennis shoe and some socks. Here's a Tate Martin with the ball. Martin comes to the near sideline. Martin takes it to the hole, and he loses control of it out of bounds. Just as he goes up for the shot, he loses the control on the ball. Goes out of bounds with 1.7 seconds. Remaining here in the ball game. Morissant's going to take time to lace up the sneaker back here with 1.7 seconds to play. 86-72 is the score. Hastings going to drop this one, and they're going to fall to 19-8 on the season and 13-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They play things in. Morissant has got it, and that's going to be the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan comes to Hastings tonight and beats the Broncos by 14 points, the final score of 86-72. So Hastings is going to drop to 19 wins and 8 losses on the season. The Broncos are now going to be 13-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dakota Wesleyan now 16-13 in the season. They improved to 9-10 in the GPAC. Again, the final score, it was Dakota Wesleyan 86, Hastings 72. Back with the totals after this.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Ferrell Arena, just as we had for the women's basketball team, we now have seniors' presentations for the Hastings College men's basketball team as we wrap up the basketball game here tonight. Hastings College dropping one to Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 86-72. Hastings College with a bunch of seniors on this basketball team playing their final regular season game here at home tonight. Akeem Morissant's one of those guys, a senior out of Delray Beach, Florida. Also a senior, Jake Hamburger, a senior out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Brent Wells, a senior out of Elba, Nebraska, who played his high school ball at St. Paul. Also Brady Lohman, a senior out of Norfolk, Nebraska. Brandon Krause, actually another senior on the team, is going to be Charles Ferguson. He's out of Kimball, Nebraska. Matt Nelson, a senior out of Wilcox. Andrew Pryor, a senior out of Wilbur, Nebraska. Dylan Flynn, a senior out of Lincoln. Also, Abu Fall, a senior from Dacre Synagogue. Those are the seniors, nine of them on this basketball team for Hastings College as they lose one here tonight to Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 86-72. We'll get to the scoring here. Jalen Voss, he leads the way for Dakota Wesleyan tonight. He scores 34 points in the basketball game. Voss, he had 13 field goals in the ball game. 13 field goals. Plus, he had 8 free throws in this ball game tonight. 8 out of 17 from the free throw line. So, Jalen Voss, who scored 27 against us the last time around, scores 34 in the ball game here today against Hastings. So a great performance by Jalen Voss as he scores 22 in the second half. Not to be outdone, Trey Berg, he had 28 points in the game tonight. 15 in the first half. He had 13 more in the second half of play as Trey Berg connects on the 5 3-pointers in the ball game, couple of 2-point field goals, and Berg was 9 out of 10 from the free throw line. Also in double figures tonight for Dakota Wesleyan was Chris Menning. Menning, he had 15 points in the game. Menning had a couple of 3-point field goals, and he was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. So three guys score in double figures for Dakota Wesleyan, led by Jalen Voss with 34, Trey Berg with 28, and Chris Menning with 15. Jade Miller had 2 points, and Stephen Lee, he had 2 points for Dakota Wesleyan. For Hastings College, the Broncos got 20 points tonight from Brady Lohman. Lohman knocks down 2 3-pointers and finishes with 20 points in the ball game. 14 points apiece for Brandon Krause and Brent Wells. Krause, he was 5 out of 11 from the field tonight, 1 out of 2 from 3-point territory. He scores 14. Brent Wells also with 14 points. He just misses the double-double as he had 9 rebounds. So 14 points, 9 rebounds for Brent Wells. The other scorers for Hastings, Zach Lena had just 1 point today. Jake Hamburger had 4. We had Alex Thayer come in and score 7 points for us today. Alex Thayer was 3 out of 6 in the field and also hit a 3-pointer in the ball game. Carson Bloom had 8 points and 4 points for Abu Fall. Hastings College drops one here tonight to Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 86-72 as the seniors are still being introduced in front of the crowd that's remaining here at Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Had the final shooting numbers into the ball game. Might as well pass those along to you as this presentation continues. Laguna Wesleyan ended up shooting 44% for the ball game today. They were 27 out of 61. Hastings was 24 out of 60 for 40%. Laguna Wesleyan 7 out of 24 on three-pointers for 29%. Hastings just 4 out of 15 for 26%. On free throws tonight, Laguna Wesleyan 25 out of 35 from the free throw line for 71%. Hastings College was 20 out of 27 for 74%. The rebounds, Laguna Wesleyan with 43 rebounds in the ball game tonight. Hastings College out-rebounded for the second straight game. They only had 38. Laguna Wesleyan with 14 offensive rebounds, 29 on defense. Hastings had 11 offensive rebounds and 27 on defense. Broncos turned the ball over 14 times in the ball game. Laguna Wesleyan had 11. Two block shots, eight steals for Hastings College. Two block shots and eight steals for Laguna Wesleyan. Hastings College drops their second straight ball game here as they lose to Laguna Wesleyan this afternoon by the score of 86-72. Now stay tuned. We've got the players of the game coming up next and then the coaches postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. So many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
All right, we're back for the Player of the Game on 1230 KHS. The Hastings College women's basketball team won the first ball game 99-86 over Laguna Wesleyan. The Tigers turned the tide in game number two as they beat Hastings College in the men's ball game today. Final score again was 86-72. And this is the Player of this game on 1230 KHS. Hastings College getting four players in double figures in game number one today. Cammy Bruckman ends up with 27 points in the ball game. Jamie Van Kirk had 24, Laurel Zwiener had 20, and Sierra Williamson had 11 points, all candidates for our Player of the Game. And for the Hastings College men in their loss today, it was Brady Lohman leading the way with 20 points, 14 for Brandon Krause and Brent Wells, candidates for our Player of the Game tonight. We'll come back and announce our winners right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our players of the game today for Hastings College, first of all, for the women's basketball team, Cammy Bruckman, who leads the charges today in scoring. 27 points in the ball game for Bruckman today. She was 8 out of 14 from the field, 2 out of 6 from three-point territory, 9 out of 9 from the free throw line, pulls down 8 rebounds, scores the 27 points, had 1 assist and 4 steals as she played 31 out of the 40 minutes today for the Hastings College women's basketball team. Cammy Bruckman is going to be our player of the game. And for the Hastings College men, It was Brady Lohman again who led the way for the Broncos. He led the charges here in the losing effort, 20 points in the ball game. 6 out of 12 from the field today, 2 out of 3 from three-point territory, 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. He pulls down 5 rebounds, scores the 20 points, 1 assist, and had 2 steals as he plays 36 minutes and some change here today for the Hastings College men's basketball team. So Brady Lohman and Cammy Bruckman are players of the game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The coaches' postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coaches' post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
All right, back here at Linfield Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex is our senior pictures and everything else being taken out on the floor right now following a loss, though, tonight by Hastings College to Dakota Wesleyan, 86-72. So the first time this season, Hastings College has got a two-game losing streak to worry about after dropping one to Nebraska Wesleyan the other night. They drop one here tonight to Dakota Wesleyan, losing by the score of 86-72. Checking the other scores around the conference here as we wait for one of the coaches to come on up here. We've got the women's games here tonight. Earlier, it was Hastings beating Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 99-86. Also in women's play, it was Dort beating Nebraska Wesleyan 72-53. Concordia 89, Northwestern 78. Morningside tonight beat Doan in women's play 77-67. Briarcliff losing to Midland 92-84. So Hastings now a half a game behind Concordia for the top spot. On the women's side of things, with two games to go, the Broncos playing at Midland on Wednesday, and then they'll play at Northwestern next Saturday. So far on the men's side of things, it was Dakota Wesleyan over Hastings today, 86-72. Dort beats Nebraska Wesleyan 82-71. Concordia upsets Northwestern today by 20, 95-75. And Morningside took care of Doan by a score of 95-82. Still waiting for Briarcliff at Midland. That game is still going on. Doug Rader, the assistant coach for Hastings College, going to join us on the post-game show here today. Coach, a first time we'll have to talk about back-to-back losses here. Just did not get the job done today.
No, you know, the seniors are ready. We wanted to have them. We wanted them to have a real good night, to, you know, going out here in the regular season, but fortunately it didn't happen that way. You know, right now we're just searching a little bit for identity. You know, losing Dylan early in the year and now Tobin. We're just struggling for that offensive, you know, just who's going to hit shots, who's going to step up. And so we're a little bit struggling just finding our identity, who it is. And, you know, teams are really keying on Brady. Tonight we saw boxing one, diamond one. We saw triangle and two. So they're throwing all kinds of junk defenses at us, and we didn't attack it very well tonight. Didn't space it very well. Got some good looks at times. We just didn't knock them down. I thought first half especially, we were just close to opening the door to this game. And if we nail a couple shots, missed a lot of free throws early in the first half. And so, you know, all those little things that start adding up, and pretty soon, you know, all of a sudden, you know, once Berg gets hot, all that compiled together made it a struggle for us to stay in the game today.
We knew Jalen Voss was going to be a load. We didn't think it was going to be this much of a load. 34 points and 18 rebounds for him. We had no answer for him.
No, and you know, part of it was we did a good job initially on him, and then once the shot went up, Jalen Voss just does a great job chasing the ball, going on offensive rebounds. I think he had 6 the first half. I didn't see the final stats, but he had probably 8 or 9 at least in the game, and he got a lot of his production off offensive rebounds, just chasing the ball. You know, and then we just, you know, he's just a big guy inside. We didn't have a good answer for him. You're exactly right. And, you know, we doubled down on him. We tried different things, and he just does a good job. Their team does a good job of passing the ball and trying to find him inside. You know, so he's an All-American player, and we just didn't do a good job on him tonight.
Trey Berg is another one that's killed us tonight. 28 points for Trey Berg. So, but he got the inside-outside game going. Tough to plug the holes in the dam, so to speak.
Yeah, it's hard to figure out for their team, you know, who's going to be hot which night. You know, if we play them the first time, Miller gets really hot against us. Previous games that we're watching the scores, Menning, you know, was great. I gave him great production, you know, tonight, and, you know, Bird came out. And so once he hits a couple shots, you know, the hoop gets a little bit bigger for him, and now he's hitting 25-foot fadeaways and some tough shots on us. And he did just a great job on for them tonight offensively.
And we're talking with Doug Ritter, the assistant coach for Hastings College, following a loss here tonight to Dakota Wesleyan. So he kind of talked about finding our identity. This is not really the type of time of the season you want to be doing that as we hit to the final two games of the season and the GPAC tournament. We're going to have to correct something and in a hurry, huh?
Very quick. We have to do it very quick. And next week, go on a road against a very, very tough Midland team. And so, they're a team that likes to ball screen a lot, and they have some good bigs inside. I think we'll figure out some things here. We tried some things tonight, and I just think it was going to take us a few more practices to figure it out as far as offensively. And plus with running their triangle and their box, we weren't able to work on, you know, some of the stuff that we were trying to work on, trying to, you know, push it inside a little more. We're trying to use the Bufall inside, try to use his presence, you know, but with that box and everything, you know, they did a good job on that. So we're hoping to be able to work on some more of those things here. And like I say, we got 1 week left here of the regular season. We got, you know, a few practices, and, you know, we'll just keep plugging away and see what happens. You know, I think we'll figure it out. This might take us a couple more days.
Alex Thayer is one guy who really came on and provided a spark, played a lot of minutes for you tonight.
He did. He's a great did a great job for us last year. And then late in the year for the JV team, he played with incredible confidence, shooting the ball well, playing a lot better defense. And so him coming in gave us a good spark. You know, he had some good looks there and just didn't hit him until, you know, I think he's 1 for 3 or something like that from behind the arc, but finally got going. Got a great steal out front. So he did a great job just trying to provide a spark. And so just one of those things tonight, we had a little bit of foul trouble. Jake Hamburger hurt his ankle, so another of the injury bug hitting us. And so he did a good job coming in, giving us a little spark.
Is that part of the identity thing, just somebody try to get somebody in there to provide a spark and get us going offensively? It's 2 games in a row now we've kind of struggled offensively.
Yeah, that's it. We just need somebody to, you know, we're just kind of tweaking things. We're trying to give different guys looks. We give Andrew Pryor a look, you know, because he gives us so much cutting and moving, and he knows the game well. You know, he's a senior. He's been around it, so we've tried him a little bit. And, you know, to give him Thayer, you know, a chance. I mean, he's got experience here on the varsity level. And so, you know, just all those little things, just trying to figure out what works. And, you know, we'll figure it out here. We'll just this might take us a couple more days, like I said.
Okay, we'll see you on Wednesday.
All right, thank you.
Yep, Doug Ritter, the assistant coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos dropping this one here tonight to Dakota Wesleyan, the second straight loss now for Hastings. First time this season we're going to have to deal with a losing streak as Hastings drops to 19-8 in the season. They're now 13-5 in the conference. They get ready to play at Midland on Wednesday, and then they'll finish out the regular season with a game next Saturday in Orange City. So the Hastings College women's basketball team, they won earlier tonight, 99-86. The men dropping a decision here to Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 86-72. Score was tied 3 times, 5 different lead changes here in this ball game. The largest lead for Dakota Wesleyan was 18 points in the second half. Hastings led by 5 in the first half, but it was Dakota Wesleyan winning today over Hastings in men's basketball by a score of 86-72. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.